Hi, this is Connor Sutton, and it's week 5 of high school football, and we are back at the gridiron as league play gets underway this week. And we are once again at Foothill High School as the Cougars look to use the momentum from the comeback victory over Lassen last week as they clash with Paradise High School. It's Paradise versus Foothill Friday night at 7:30 p.m. only on KCNR 1460, your home for North State High School football.
When you're looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is a place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
The Dana Show.
Honestly, this is it. This is it.
I just love listening to your show. It makes me feel so informed.
That's what I'm talking about.
If it's going on in the news, Dana is on it.
Freedom is bare bones, straight no chaser, limited government, take care of yourself, stay out of everybody else's life, the government stays out of your life, enjoy the fruits of your labor, and when you screw up, you got to deal with it. That's freedom.
Taking the big news of the day seriously, but not much else.
Whoopity-doo-dah, here's your participation trophy.
The Dana Show.
Why didn't somebody call the FBI 36 years ago? I mean, you could also say, when did this all happen? What's going on? To take a man like this and besmirch. Now, with that being said, let her have her say, and let's see how it all works out. But I don't think you can delay it any longer. They've delayed it a week already.
That's the president. He has weighed in on this, and I'm sure that he's right too. Where's the police report? Let's start there. I cannot believe how many damn days do I have to talk about doing the obvious here. Has Dr. Ford filed a police report yet?
No.
Is it no? By the way, do you know that they haven't? Happy Friday. Also, I'm Dana Lash at DLash on Twitter. Official Dana Lash on Facebook. Do you realize also that they have not made available the full letter that was sent? They haven't yet. In fact, let me pull this up. This was Senator Cornyn, who said earlier, still no uncensored letter. He tweeted, more gamesmanship after sitting on Dr. Ford's letter of July 30th. It was leaked after Kavanaugh hearing had concluded. Senator Feinstein, the ranking D, still refuses to release to the Judiciary Committee the original unredacted letter, so its contents may be investigated. And this morning he said, still no unredacted letter. Still none. Yeah. So that's the latest. Okay. So there's still no letter. There's still no letter that has been made available. And I'm kind of wondering at what point, I mean, are people serious about actually making sure that this is investigated? I mean, that's kind of the thing. You've got to start somewhere. This isn't the FBI. And I'm so tired, by the way, of some of what I'm hearing from some people when they say, why is it that you had, who is it, Bush, that called for investigation when it concerned Anita Hill and Clarence Thomas? But the difference is that Clarence Thomas and Anita Hill, they were federal employees at the time. So that's the big difference right there. They were both federal employees. I mean, are you arguing that Brett Kavanaugh is a federal employee at 17 years of age? I mean, that's the big thing. I mean, is that what people are actually are they really? So, it's actually not looking well because they've played this horribly. And that's of their own doing. No one else did that. File a police report. And that's what the president actually tweeted as earlier as well. The president, let me pull this up for you. I have so many things open. The president came out and said, yeah, okay, where's the, we need to have the, we need to file a police report. He said, I have no doubt if the attack on Dr. Ford was as bad as she says, charges would have been immediately filed with local law enforcement authorities by either her or her loving parents. I ask that she bring those filings forward so we can learn date, time, and place. And then everyone said, Trump attacks Dr. Ford. They're trying to very hard say that because they would love to have that as some sort of optic. But he didn't. He just said, please bring that forward so we can see. If one hasn't been filed, which it hasn't been filed, then by all means, please bring it forward. And I think that's what anybody's that's what everybody's waiting on. I mean, it's not, you know, I mean, this isn't rocket scientists. This isn't rocket science. So the latest on this, the president speaks out. She's, Dr. Ford and her team have decided they are open to having a hearing, but she refuses to do it Monday. She told the committee that she wants to pick the day that she wants to do it. She wanted Brett Kavanaugh to testify first. And she wanted, because I guess that was a little bit of the elaboration on fair and secure, I don't know. Which, no and no. First off, the hearing's Monday. And I think if she doesn't show up Monday, then you hold the vote to confirm, number one. Number two, people do not call how the Judiciary Committee works. It has never worked that way. It will never work that way. That is unprecedented unfairness. Number three, how in the hell do you have Kavanaugh? How do you have, and apparently the GOP halved it and said, well, we're not going to do Thursday, but we'll do Wednesday. I don't even think they should do Wednesday. I think it should be Monday. You testify Monday or no go. But how do you have, and I think it should be a no-go that Kavanaugh testifies second. How in the hell is he supposed to respond? She has to enumerate her accusations. We hardly know anything. We know very, very little. We don't know really where or when or exactly who was in the room. We don't know any of those things because the details, the accusation is incredibly vague. And it is important. For the accuser cannot tailor her testimony. It is, how in the hell does that work? Do you have the accused answer accusations that haven't even been substantiated and haven't even actually even been fully articulated? How does that work? That's like saying, Kane, I'm going to accuse you of something. Here's a little vague idea of what it is, because details are important to prove veracity of the claim. But you actually have to testify first. So how does that work? No, that's not how this works. The accused has to answer the accusations. The accused doesn't just answer what might be the accusations. That is not how this works. And and the Republican Party should not fold on this. The Republican Party will lose everything if they fold on this. You cannot sit here and bend the rules and create unfairness because someone demands unfairness. It is fair that they're even at this point anyway, because there's zero police report. And I don't know how you can expect to have an investigation, or even if you're sincere about having an investigation, if you refuse to file a police report. That's how this works. I have filed police reports before against people who have threatened me and have, you know, shown up. I have done that. You file a police report. It's just, I don't understand any of this. So, you know, it could be Wednesday. I think it still needs to be Monday, but it could be Wednesday. But they need to, again, they need to make sure that they have to hold firm and make sure this process goes forward. I mean, that's just where it is. So, and I think it is a legitimate question to say, where's the police report? Some say, oh, it was going so well until Trump tweeted. I don't think that it was fine. I don't think it was bad. He said what everybody has been saying. Just you have to go where truth goes and rely on due process. That's it. I mean, a police report establishing this would have come up in the six previous background checks Kavanaugh has endured. So that's how we know that there has not been a police report. It makes establishing this easier and investigating it easier is what it does. But when you don't have, when you're not even really sure when it occurred, you think the summer of 82, you're not really sure where it occurred, and you don't remember key details like how you got back, how you left, et cetera, how do you adjudicate that? That's not a question of bias or assuming guilt or innocence. That's a question of how do you go about investigating that? And when the denial of the two individuals who were named is actually corroborated by the testimonies of people that Ford named, I mean, for crying out loud. It's not that here's the question, and I saw this with the Washington Post. They had a piece, and this is what the implication is. They say that this really, it's about why should we believe Brett Kavanaugh as opposed to where is the truth in this? Why should we believe Brett Kavanaugh? Wait, what? What? So this is that's shifting. And when you pose that question in a column, who's this lady? Catherine Rampell. When you ask this question, what you're doing is saying that he's the one who has to prove his innocence. When you make an accusation, the burden of proof is on the accuser to provide evidence in the to bring forward, well, at least information that can be investigated. That's what it is. But the piece is, why should we believe Kavanaugh? See, that's the whole thing of it. They're trying to shift the burden of proof from the accuser to the accused. What? This is Democrats, because of their partisan zeal and outright tribalism, are establishing a terrifying and dangerous judicial precedent. And I don't think that they're going to realize it until it affects them. It's pretty unbelievable. We have, coming up later on, our good friend John Rich. We're going to taste test some whiskey, Redneck Riviera. Every bottle sold supports Folds of Honor, so we're going to talk with him about that later on in the program. In the meantime, Kel-Tec, our very good Florida company, our good friends down in Cocoa, Florida, they make some really cool stuff, whether it is the RDB, the Bullpup done right, whether it is the P380, the so copied 380 that they have that I think is just awesome for concealed carry, particularly for ladies. And the KSG tactical shotgun line. What makes Kel-Tec different is they're incredibly innovative. They manufacture things that they would like to see, and which is awesome. Every firearm that leaves their facility has been expertly designed, flawlessly manufactured, rigorously tested to provide a sense of security for every person who uses them. And everything that they do is all about innovation. It's all about safety. It's all about design, excellent manufacturing. I just think that Kel-Tec goes above and beyond, which is why they're one of my favorite manufacturers. Check out everything that they have to offer. KELTEC, KelTecWeapons.com. Tell them that Dana sent you. Imagine the panic that came over this dad. He was working late, and then he gets an alert on his smartphone that his motion-activated Blink camera detected something odd at home. He pops open the Blink app and views a video clip of a man peering through his kitchen window. He calls 911 and alerts his wife. Helping prevent situations like this is what Blink is all about. The point of having a home security system is to help alert you before some creep breaks into your home, not after. Blink motion-activated HD cameras are wire-free, set up in minutes, and run on two AA batteries that last for up to 2 years. And Blink's live feed option lets you monitor what's happening at home anytime, anywhere from your smartphone. No contracts, no subscriptions, and it works with Alexa. Visit BlinkProtect.com/Dana. That's BlinkProtect.com/Dana. Or visit Amazon.com and search Blink Camera. Blink is an Amazon company.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Tell your boss and your mom that you're busy on September 29th because you're going to the Red Sun Festival to rock out while helping Carr Fire Relief. It's a full-volume rock fest on the Reading Civic Auditorium lawn with Floater, Lit, Candlebox, and headliners AWOL Nation. $5 from every ticket, all, yes, all the festival's net proceeds, plus donations from the bands, are going to Carr Fire Relief efforts. Check out RedSunFestival.com. It's four rock acts in one day with plenty of bars, food trucks, and vendors. Every ticket matters. If the festival sells out, that's $250,000 for Carr Fire Relief. It's rock all day Saturday, September 29th, and country on Sunday, September 30th. Grab tickets at RedSunFestival.com or the Reading Civic Auditorium box office. Sponsored in part by Dutch Bros, 10 Barrel Brewing Company, and Budweiser.
Joe's Web Geeks are the geeks your business has been looking for. Now businesses in Shasta County have a resource to make online advertising easy. With our Jumpstart service, you can get a website with pages built to be found in search, a Facebook page, listings in over 25 directories, and a lot more for $8.99. Let Joe's Web Geeks help you so that you can get back to doing what you do best. Visit joeswebgeeks.com or call 515-9851.
Are you entertainment-minded? Do you like to hear people discuss fun topics?
Well, we talk about all things pop culture.
From movies and TV to books, music, games, and everything in between. But with a twist, everything is not very current.
We'll talk about things we recently discovered and have decided we just have to share our thoughts on.
Which gives us the title of our show.
We're a little behind.
Hosted by us, Chris and Jen Gomez.
Join us every Tuesday night from 6 to 7 p.m. for We're a Little Behind. Right here on Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460 AM.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Locally owned KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Radio, is also home to local programming and local sports. Mondays at 6 p.m., Radio Wasteland explores the mysteries all around us with a team of researchers who dig deep into the unseen world. Thursdays at 6, it's Chris and Jen Gomez keeping you up on pop culture and entertainment with We're a Little Behind, KCNR, where you also get local high school football, basketball, and, of course, baseball with the Reading Colt 45s. KCNR 1460.
Listen live around the world
at DanaRadio.com.
Woo, my goodness. So much, because now it looks like we may have... Well, I don't know. Republicans had came out and said that maybe Wednesday she could possibly testify. So we'll see, Dr. Ford. But she needs to actually testify first. You can't sit here and go, well, I want the accuser to testify first, and then I'm going to tailor my testimony after it. That is not how this works. You have to be able to articulate and put out there and substantiate your claim so that otherwise, what the hell are they doing? What is the person going out there to do? Really? What is it? Golly. That's just it. The accused has the right to face the accuser. That is how due process works in this country. It is uncomfortable, but that is how it works. Because the stakes can be incredibly high. That is it. The accused has a right to face their accuser, just as the accuser has the right to go to court and substantiate their claims. That is how this goes. And so, in our system, to try to undermine that is a perversion of justice. And Democrats are once again setting a super dangerous standard in which they want to roll back rule of law and lower the bar, the standard of measure for legal claims, to simply be an accusation. Proof is not measured by how much rage mob energy you can foment. That's not how it's measured. It's measured by evidence. Let's kick it into Quick Five.
It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
Oh, this is an absolutely awful story. This is just awful. There was a stabbing rampage at a daycare overnight. A 52-year-old daycare worker. Five people, including three infants, were stabbed at a New York City maternity center. A butcher knife and meat cleaver were found at the scene. A 52-year-old daycare worker allegedly stabbed five people, including three baby girls no more than a month old. One was 3 days old. One was a month old. They were stabbed in the stomach. A 20-day-old girl had a laceration to her ear, chin, and lip. All are in critical but stable condition. Two other people, a father of a child at the center and a woman who worked there, were also stabbed. It was in Flushing, New York. The woman was stabbed several times in the torso. The 52-year-old suspect was found unconscious on the basement floor after she slashed her wrist in what police say was a self-inflicted wound. She's in police custody at the hospital. Just awful. And they're trying to figure out what in the world happened. What in the world? Apparently it's some sort of facility where it's like for maternity care, and I don't know, but the headline enough is just this terrifying, absolutely terrifying. Oh my gosh. This coming from, let's move down. President Trump's Hollywood star vandalized again. This time it's put behind bars. Somebody put bars over the star. You know what? Let them do it if it keeps them busy. It keeps them from, I don't know, I guess eating Cheetos in Grassley's office is for a protest. I don't know. I like this headline. Switching the octopus's regular water with ecstasy water and see what happens. Scientists gave ecstasy to octopi. It's not octopuses. It's octopodes. That is the plural form of octopus. It is not octopuses. It is octopodes. So I'm going to read the correct grammatical version of this headline. Scientists gave ecstasy to octopodes, and what happened was profound. Why in the hell are they doing this? Do you guys have problems with an octopus at a rave or something? I mean, I don't even know. Guess what? They got crazy. It seemed like it was more like a recreational study as opposed to, I don't know. This is silly. It is, yeah. And a Colorado meat packer has recalled a lot of beef. One dead and 17 sickened by E. coli from beef. One of the top providers recalled more than 132,000 pounds of ground meat. Cargill Meat Solutions, it was packaged in Colorado, sent to retailers nationwide, sold in Publix. They recalled all the beef from their stores, 10 and 20-pound packages of ground beef. Oh, my gosh. Stay with us. Good sleep is the foundation for good health. Not getting enough sleep can compound the effects of stress on the body. Not to mention lack of sleep contributes to premature aging and weight gain. Sleep is just as important as diet and exercise. When I tried my pillow for the first time, I started staying asleep longer, I fell asleep faster, and I slept more deeply. And I knew I had an actual solution for any sleep issues that I'd ever had. Like no more neck pain, right? The difference is real, and you have to experience it for yourself. That's why I'm working with MyPillow to offer all of you, my listeners, this great deal. Backed by popular demand, the MyPillow's buy one, get one free offer is here. Call 800-944-4975 or visit MyPillow.com and use promo code Dana to get two MyPillows for the price of one. Get a better night's rest with the world's most comfortable pillow. That's MyPillow.com, promo code Dana. Call 800-944-4975 or visit MyPillow.com and use promo code.
Laura Ingram, Dave Ramsey, Mark Levin, and Tom Gresham are only on KCNR 1460. KCNR 1460.
Hey, it's Bad Bob, producer for Free Fire Radio, the very best way to start your day in the North State. Every Monday through Friday from 7 to 9, Carl and Linda Bott bring you what's happening in our community, from politics to entertainment and the issues you care about. If you like what you're hearing, won't you please tell a friend that local live radio is what we're all about? I love my job. Tune in and find out why, right here, Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 a.m., on the home of Free Fire Media, KCNR 1460.
We've just received news that Chlorina and Sludge have been captured for impersonating spring water. Let's now go to our field reporter, Ulza Wett.
Once again, Bob the Drop saves the world from fake water and... Oh, here's Bob now. Bob, do you have anything to say?
Well, Chlorina and Sludge from Tapopolis are the worst. Why would you want wannabe water when you can have the best-tasting water delivered right to your door? Anyone can get Mount Shasta spring water if they call us at 1-800-922-6227.
Pure and simple. Naturally, the best. Mount Shasta spring water.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Incredible Inventions is coming to Turtle Bay Exploration Park September 29th through January 4th. Follow in the footsteps of famous inventors like the great Leonardo da Vinci and Archimedes through 50 interactive exhibits, great for all ages. Incredible Inventions is organized by Artisans of Florence and is presented by Five Star Bank in Redding Rancheria with support by Shasta Pathology Associates and Dutch Bros Coffee, the Reznor family. Incredible Inventions is included with park admission and always free for members. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
This is Terry Oxley, pastor of True Life Church in Bella Vista. Are we enjoying the unity and peace our immoral, godless leaders promised if we would just give up the idea of God? No, we are experiencing violence, hatred, immorality, chaos, and much more, all of which the Bible calls lawlessness. Sadly, those practicing lawlessness are living under a strong delusion of lies as they reject God's truth and have pleasure in unrighteousness. This strong delusion will keep them from knowing the truth that can make them free. If you're looking for a no-nonsense church that's not afraid to talk about current issues and yet teaches the Bible, I invite you to be our guest. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at truelifereading.com. We hope to see you soon. And remember, it's worth the ride.
Are you struggling financially? Swallowed up in debt? Are you looking to buy a house but are not sure of your credit standing?
What does that credit score even mean?
Why are there three different bureaus?
What score is most important?
Looking for a local expert?
Give me, Joe Radola, a call. Your credit affects everything from borrowing money to landing that perfect job. With over 40 years of providing financial services, I am committed to helping you achieve your goal. I can provide you with full credit report and in-depth review for only $25. Let me provide you with the tools you need to improve your credit standing and your financial freedom. Give me a call today, Joe Radola, 941-3021, or on the web at jrdebtconsulting.com. Your local choice in credit repair.
Shasta Regional Medical Center is located in the heart of downtown Reading and was the recipient of the 2017 HealthGrades Patient Safety and Excellence Award. Our hospital is committed to always providing exceptional care and performance as a certified chest pain center, certified primary stroke center, and most recently earning the Joint Commission's Gold Seal of Approval for hip and knee replacement. When it comes to quality, compassion, and community, Shasta Regional Medical Center is the community choice.
We now go live to high school football with Connor Sutton.
Welcome in, ladies and gentlemen, to high school football here on KCNR 1460. Connor Sutton along Joseph Van Dyke. This week's game of the week is the Foothill Cougars at home against Paradise, the first game of league play. Foothill 2-2 after a great comeback win last week, and Paradise comes into this game 2-1. Paradise received the kick and had a quick touchdown on a run that went north of 50 yards. They have a 7-0 lead here at the moment. Foothill with the ball moving to our left. Again, Paradise with the early 7-0 lead. Very quickly into this game, a 7:29 start, one of the earliest of the year. Gordon's going to hand it off to his running back, who's got room to run, goes up the middle, has the first down and across the 43 to the 45. And Foothill, like we saw last week, Joseph, they have that explosive offense, and they can put points on a board in a hurry.
Like we saw last week, though, we saw Foothill's defense make timely stands, and we have yet to see that in this short game. In about four plays, they gave up 7 points. So we'll see if, when they get back on the defensive side of the ball, if they can make some stops.
First and 10, Jordan in the shotgun, three receivers to his left. He turns and hands it once again to his halfback, who this time pushes forward to near midfield at the 49. And that's Bryce Henderson, I believe, on the carry, number 23. And it's second and 6 coming up. Got to get to the 44-yard line. Well, we talked about it a little bit a moment ago, but Foothill with an unbelievable comeback victory last week, 21 down 21-3 at the half, scored three unanswered touchdowns, then got the lead taken away, and then took the lead back late fourth quarter. Gordon's now going to scramble out to his right. He's got lots of room in front of him, has a first down across the 40, and he's down inside the 35, turns the corner, room to run, and he goes out of bounds at the 20. A huge 35-yard run for Jaden Gordon on a scramble, and a very nice play as the coverage was great down the field. He turned to the right side, and nobody had the quarterback on spy, and a huge gain for the Foothill Cougars, and they're inside the red zone. Well, Gordon, we know, has the ability to throw it down the field and can make moves on his feet as well. He dodged a number of tackles last week. Here's a handoff up the middle to Henderson.
He'll fake the handoff to Henderson. Wow. And run around left, around the corner. Stopped at about the 15-yard line.
Such a good fake. I bid on it. Bryce Henderson was the
intended
one who
receiver.
The one who got the fake.
Intended back. And we'll see that a lot from Foothill in this game. Gordon looking to hand the ball off, and most likely or not, he will pull the ball out late and use his feet to get some yards.
So second down and 3 at the 15. Gordon with that low now takes the snap. He's going to keep it himself. He's got room out to the left side. He's going to run it in. 5-10. And it's a touchdown, Jaden Gordon. Again, that read option from the shotgun. Fake the handoff to Henderson. And great blocking around the outside on the left-hand side of the field. And he takes it in for 6 points. And talk about a quick start to this game for both offenses. It's 7-6 in less than 3 minutes into this first quarter.
That must be why we started early. Both offenses are just ready to go.
The PAT team coming out for Foothill. Jared Martin, the kicker. Brandon Merriman, who had a very nice game last week, will be the holder. Trying to even the score with 9 minutes and 3 seconds to go in the opening quarter. The snap, the hold. This kick is, I think it was tipped. It is no good. So, Foothill, despite the long drive, will not tie the score. They do cut it to 1. We'll take a break. Foothill trailing by 1 to Paradise. You're listening to High School Football on KCNR 1460.
Received news that chlorina and sludge have been captured for impersonating spring water. Let's now go to our field reporter, Alza Wett.
Once again, Bob the Drop saves the world from fake water and... Oh, here's Bob now. Bob, do you have anything to say?
Well, chlorina and sludge from Tapopolis are the worst. Why would you want wannabe water when you can have the best tasting water delivered right to your door? Anyone can get Mount Shasta spring water if they call us at 1-800-922-6227.
Pure and simple. Naturally, the best. Mount Shasta spring water.
This is Diane Hawks with the Address Realty and KCNR. I've been racking my brain trying to figure out how I could be of assistance to some of the car fire victims. So, I would like to donate 25% of my commissions to four families who have lost their homes in this horrific fire and wish to relocate in Shasta County. Even if you haven't yet received your settlement, you could call me now to reserve your commissions. Call Diane at 530-227-6401.
You're listening to High School Football on KCNR AM 1460.
The Paradise Bobcats return the kick all the way back to the 42-yard line. A great return from John Webster, who just went right up the gut and missed a couple tackles getting out near midfield. That's where Paradise will take over. Paradise, a very good team, and both teams want to get off to a good start here in league play. They're wearing their white uniforms with the yellow lettering and numbering in the green helmets. Here's an outside run to the left with a few blocks in front of him. Gets to the 50 right at midfield. Jacob Weldon on the carry on Max Preps. Listed at 6'10". I think that's a typo. Just based on that last run. Second and two coming up. They go to that quick set, and again, the handoff up the middle. They're going to get the first down a little bit more. Now scrambling for more, and now it spins away from another tackle. Continue to being pushed across the 35, and now he goes down just shy of the 30. It seemed like it was going to be around a five-yard game, but he spun twice away from the tackle, able to push forward for nearly 20 yards. That was Dominic Wiggins on the carry. The 5'7", 165-pound senior who just did not want to go to the turf. First and 10, inside enemy territory. Paradise, a very good rushing team. They hand it off again up the middle to Wiggins. This time, he's unable to spin away. He does push forward for about 5 to the 28. But Paradise quickly, they get the play call, and then they break. Quickly get into the formation and snap it within seconds, not allowing the defense to make any adjustments. Second and 5. Colby Klein, the quarterback, under center. Outside handoff once again. That's to Weldon. He's got room to run down the sideline. He's going to take this one to the house, and he's in touchdown. The speed of number 17, Jacob Weldon, just flew by the Cougars defense, able to get it in again for 6 points. And that's the second consecutive drive with a rushing touchdown for Paradise, and they take a 13-6 lead. And so far, it's the offense is able to have the upper hand early.
And we saw it on the first drive, too. Jacob Weldon able to turn the corner on the left by that left guard.
And also have blocking down the field. They fake the handoff up the middle. And then the outside handoff to Weldon, able to speed by the linebackers and defensive backs. Extra point is up and good by Gretchen Cassing. With the lefty kick, it's up and good. 14-6, our score, 7:23 to go. First quarter, we'll take a break. You're on KCNR 1460.
Incredible Inventions is coming to Turtle Bay Exploration Park September 29th through January 4th. Follow in the footsteps of famous inventors like the great Leonardo da Vinci and Archimedes through 50 interactive exhibits, great for all ages. Incredible Inventions is organized by Artisans of Florence and is presented by Five Star Bank in Reading Rancheria with support by Shasta Pathology Associates and Dutch Bros Coffee, the Reznor family. Incredible Inventions is included with park admission and always free for members. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
This is Ted Leidy with the Northern Firearms Instruction Personal Protection Tip of the Day. If you have the ability to park in a garage or carport, do it. Criminals identify dark streets and alleys to target unsuspecting victims who are distracted with loading or unloading packages or children. Another important part of your personal protection plan may be the use of a firearm. If that's the case, give us a call at NFI at 999-1822 or to find and register for one of our popular CCW or other firearm safety courses, visit us online at usgunpro.com. Remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
North State High School Football, exclusively on KCNR AM 1460.
7:17 to go in the first quarter. Pretty good gain from Chris Jacobson, the receiver, gets to the 32 for about a 20-yard return. And the Cougars in their red home uniforms will be back out on the offensive side. They got a rushing touchdown on their last drive, but trail by 8 at the moment. Gordon continues in the shotgun set. Two receivers in each direction. Takes the snap. Fakes the handoff. He's going to try to run to the outside. Here comes the defensive backs racing in. He pushes forward to about the 36 for maybe a yard or two of a gain. And now we have a late flag. I believe the first flag of the game. Let's see here what the flag is. So it's an unsportsmanlike conduct against Foothill. So we'll repeat first down. Should be a dead ball foul. You would think it'd be second down here. Should be a loss of down. Because the flag was after the play ended.
The flag was clearly after the play ended.
Yeah. Second down. Oh, thank goodness.
Man. The white hat mic'd up tonight will correct it, and it will be second down.
All right. I feel a little bit more confident in the referees here because that was kind of an easy one. Three receivers left and a huge way to go in front of him. Gordon takes the snap, dropping back. He's going to try and scramble. He's got room in front of him. Now he's going to have to make moves. He does to the outside, tries to stiff arm, continues to push to the outside, goes down, and now a flag was thrown right at the end of the play, and Gordon tackled at the 15, or check that, 25, for a gain of about 8. I think it's going to be a face mask on the...
on the offense.
Yeah, on Gordon trying to stiff arm. Let's see. Well, the face mask is on the defense. So we'll repeat second down and we'll move forward. So kind of, in a sense, offsetting penalties because now it's going to be second and 5. Second and 4. Trying to get to the 44. Takes the snap. Gordon dropping back. Looking over the middle. He throws. I think it's complete. Let's see. It looked like a good catch. It was a low catch. Went into a slide. And let's see. They still haven't made a call. And so roughing the passer against the defense. It was a completed pass. They didn't ever say that that was a catch. Chris Jacobson with the catch, and he slid across midfield to go down and make it. So we'll add more yardage to the end of that run as Jaden Gordon got lit up.
The White Hats saw that from 25 yards away behind the line of scrimmage. We didn't even notice the flag get thrown, but that will push Foothill up to about the 35.
Looks like it. The 34. Tonight's game is brought to you by Turtle Bay, one of the favorite spots to go, tour spots in Reading, right near the Sundial Bridge. A lot of awesome animals there and just great facility. Here's an outside handoff to Merriman, who hesitated and then does find a little bit of a hole forward for about 3 yards on the left side of the field. So second and about 9 coming up. Under 6 minutes to go in the first quarter, 14-6. And now I believe we're going to have a timeout. They're stopping the clock here. Not sure why. We're waiting for something. I'm not sure what it is. It's like a substitution, maybe. I'm not sure what just happened. Two receivers right for Gordon, second and nine. Taking the snap, dropping back, looking to throw. He throws out to the right. It's complete. Finds Merriman, has a first down as he stiff arms and goes out of bounds at the 20. Very nice throw and catch on the little post route down the right side of the field. And about a 12 to 13 yard gain. And now the Cougars are once again knocking on the door of the red zone. And it appears, Joseph, that this Foothill team that was very good in the second half last week, continuing that momentum.
We've seen it offensively on both sides of the ball so far in this game. Both teams able to complete in the end zone.
Here's a handoff up the middle. Again, that's to Bryce Henderson. Pushes forward inside the 15 to the 13. Second down and three. Gordon takes a snap, dropping back. Now he's going to rush out to the right. It's a race to the pylon, trying to get around the corner, and he is in. Touchdown. Back-to-back rushing touchdowns for Jaden Gordon on the scramble, and it's 14-12. And Foothill is going to go for two. But what an explosive start to this game for Jaden Gordon. And again, he is picking up right where he left off last week. They're going to try to go for two to tie the game. So, let's see here. They aren't going to go for it. Took them a while to get into their play here. Takes a snap. Gordon dropping back. Here comes the blitz. Little throw out to the right. It's complete. Two-point conversion successful to Chris Ostergren, who had two touchdown catches last week, and we are tied at 14. It appears the over is going to be taken tonight. 14-14, the score mid-first quarter. We'll be back here on KCNR 1460.
Hi, Lance Beck here, president of North State Security. Celebrating our 50th year of operations in Northern California, I wish to thank the Shasta County community for such great support over the last five decades. In appreciation, North State Security is having a contest. We are giving away $1,000 in gift certificates, $500 from R&R Meats, and $500 from Costco to the individual who come closest to guessing the total number of accrued man hours of North State Security officers have worked throughout the past 50 years. North State Security allows but one entry per family. Provide your guests for total hours worked in the 50-year period. Full name, home address, and phone number, then submit either in person or by mail to our headquarters. That is North State Security at 1970 Hartnell Avenue, zip code 96002. The winner will be announced Friday, November 30th. Submit your pick on total number of hours security officers have worked in the past 50 years for a chance at $1,000 in gift certificates. Submit on a full sheet of paper in person or mail to North State Security at 1970 Hartnell Avenue. Best of luck and stay safe.
North State High School football comes your way on KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
Paradise with the return back to the 25, and both teams have yet to had to punt. We've had two consecutive touchdowns on both sides of the football. We're tied at 14 as the Paradise Bobcats will begin their drive from the 28-yard line. Quickly getting into their set, takes a quick snap. Here is the handoff after the fake, pushing forward. Now looks to get across the 30 to the 33. Is Jacob Weldon on the carry again for about 3 to 4 yards. We've seen very little negative yardage on play so far tonight, Joseph.
And I think Paradise has been successful getting downfield, and we've had seen a couple explosive plays.
Yep.
Where they were able to break away and get downfield.
Hand off again. This time it is Dominic Wiggins, and he is just a powerhouse. As they have to drag him down with a couple of Foothill Cougars getting into the turf. It's going to be a first down to the 40.
And right there, we saw it again. Wiggins was met at the line of scrimmage, but able to keep his feet moving and power through the Foothill defenders and get his team a first down.
First and 10. Again, an outside handoff. That's to Weldon. And this time, Foothill does stop him for about a 3-yard gain at the 42.5-yard line. This is what Paradise has done so far in the first two drives. They're not getting huge gains. They're getting 3 to 4 yards, 3 to 4 yards, and then they break one loose for 30 or 40, and that's the reason why they have had success on the ground. They have yet to drop back to pass yet. Second and 8. Handoff out to the left once again. That's Wiggins. Wiggins pushing forward. It's going to be right down near midfield, and it will be across midfield at the 49, and that should be a first down. It is. It looks like it's going to be Jacob Weldon and Dominic Wiggins getting the plethora of the carries this evening. Weldon to the outside for the more of the speed tosses, and Wiggins in between the guards and tackles. So first down in enemy territory at the 49. And early in this game, it's going to be about how the defenses can adjust and try to stop the opposing offense. Because the offense so far tonight has been unstoppable. Another handoff. Out to the right. This is Weldon. Weldon around the corner. He's got room to run down the sideline. And Gordon now pushes him out, but he did step out a little prior to that as the whistles blow at the 34 and another first down. Well, that time a delayed handoff on a big fake. And the entire defensive line and linebackers chased after Wiggins. It was eventually Gordon who was playing safety going over and forcing him out of bounds. First and 10. Takes a snap. Here's Wiggins on the handoff up the middle. He runs into a wall right at the 30, but again, forward for 4 yards. Just a strong little burst up the middle there. And a quick 4 yards. Tonight's game is brought to you by Turtle Bay. What's fun things to do at Turtle Bay right now? The Parrot Playhouse year-round during business hours closed between 11:45 a.m. and 1. Walk through an interactive aviary featuring lorikeets, Australian birds seen in every color of the rainbow. Enjoy looking at these beautiful parrots and feeding them from your own hand as they land on your arm. Free members plus included with park admission, $1 for feeding. Here's a big run down the left side of the field for Paradise getting inside the 15. And another first down. So three consecutive first downs for Paradise. And their rushing attack continuing to be effective.
And Weldon was able to make a couple impressive moves to shake some defenders and really get downfield on that play. But Paradise making it clear early that they're going to run the ball. And they're going to run it hard.
Yep. First and 10 at the 11-yard line. As they're getting the play set up here. 2 minutes to go in the first quarter. Quickly getting in their set. Hand off to the outside. This is going to be a keeper with the quarterback running the pylon, and he is going to be in. Touchdown. Colby Klein faked a pair of handoffs and had a bunch of room in front of him, and he rushes it into the right pylon for another rushing touchdown. And it's now 20-14. But a late flag on the play, and I think it was a hit after he was in for a touchdown. We will see. They'll probably, if it's against Foothill, they'll probably take it away at the end of the kick. Or they will have Paradise kick it from further down the field. Let's see here. Now they're going to want to see if the coaches are going to want to accept or decline this penalty. Gretchen Cassing is going to come on to kick the extra point. Again, Paradise coming into this game 2-1. Rick Prinz, their head coach, the opening night of league play. Foothill 2-2 so far after a big win last week in a comeback fashion. Trying to begin league play with a win on their home turf. So it is a dead ball personal foul against Foothill after the touchdown. And they will fix it at the kickoff. Paradise looking to go up 7, 20-14 here with the extra point. Casting awaits. Here's the snap, the hold, and it is up and good. 3 for 3 for Gretchen Casting, and it's 21-14. Paradise with the other lead. Under 2 minutes to go in the first quarter of this shootout here on KCNR 1460.
This is Ted Leidy with the Northern Firearms Instruction Personal Protection Tip of the Day. If you have the ability to park in a garage or carport, do it. Criminals identify dark streets and alleys to target unsuspecting victims who are distracted with loading or unloading packages or children. Another important part of your personal protection plan may be the use of a firearm. If that's the case, give us a call at NFI at 999-1822 or to find and register for one of our popular CCW or other firearm safety courses, visit us online at usgunpro.com. Remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Celebrate your history. Stillwater Powwow 2018, October 5th through October 7th at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. Beautiful dancers and amazing drummers sharing our culture. It's hand games, drum contests, vendors, and the history of our land. All proudly sponsored by Redding Rancheria and the Wind River Resort and Casino. Redding Rancheria Stillwater Powwow 2018, October 5th through the 7th at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. For information, call 225-8979 or visit stillwaterpowwow.com. Sharing our culture so that it may live on.
North State High School football comes your way on KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
They will kick from the 45 because of the unsportsmanlike penalty, and Neely goes through the uprights. So Foothill will take over. 21-14, Paradise with the lead. The Foothill Cougars will have the ball when we come back from commercial break. Under 2 minutes to play in the first quarter on KCNR 1460.
Hey, it's Bad Bob, producer for Free Fire Radio, the very best way to start your day in the North State. Every Monday through Friday from 7 to 9, Carl and Linda Bott bring you what's happening in our community, from politics to entertainment and the issues you care about. If you like what you're hearing, won't you please tell a friend that local live radio is what we're all about? I love my job. Tune in and find out why, right here, Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 a.m., on the home of Free Fire Media, KCNR 1460.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
And now back to more Colt 45 baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
A first down run for short, and then a third down or second down loss. It's now third down and 5. And now with the play-by-play is my partner Joseph Van Dyke.
Back-to-back runs there by number 23, Bryce Henderson. Gordon back to receive the snap, and he'll look right, and just through the hands of the receiver.
Pass was intended for Chris Jacobson. Looked like that pass was just a little behind him on a quick slant looking to convert on third down. And I think this is the first punt of the game.
And we'll see the special team unit come out, and we will have our first punt of the game. Paradise defense able to make a quick stand there.
Daniel Dendez, the punter for Foothill.
Weldon back to receive the kick. And he'll get it at the 35. He'll get about out to the 50 for about 15-yard gain, tackled from behind. And the Bobcats will take over at about the 50-yard line.
And we've seen Paradise tonight, Joseph, just punish the Foothill defense on the ground. And I imagine, although we've still got another quarter to go before halftime, Foothill is going to try to figure out a way to stop that in the second half.
I believe we've yet to see Paradise make a pass in this first quarter. So they are going to stick to the run, and they will hand it off to Weldon. Get about a 3-yard gain on the play.
Yeah, I think Weldon might be their primary ball carrier, but they also have Dominic Wiggins, who is a tough tackle because he's multiple times broken away from guaranteed tackles and advance forward for 4 to 5 yards.
And it was interesting to see Weldon go up the middle there.
Right.
Weldon's mostly been their guy on the outside, making those big explosive plays down the sideline. Second and 7 here. And they will hand it off to Wiggins. Nearly gets to the first down, but it will be just short. And this will bring 3rd and 1 for Paradise.
Well, that time again, we saw Dominic Wiggins take the handoff. He's pushing his way up the middle, gets hit a couple of times, and then finally does go down short of the first down marker.
And that'll be the end of the first quarter here.
So we'll go ahead and take a break. 21-14, our score. Foothill trailing by 7 here on KCNR 1460.
One country act is great, but Red Sun Festival is bringing you 5 country acts on an outdoor stage to benefit car fire relief. It's a full-volume country fest on the Reading Civic Auditorium lawn, Sunday, September 30th, with Farron Rachels, David Lunning, Carly Pierce,
I remember every little thing.
Frankie Ballard, and headliners Eli Young Band. It's a huge show with a huge heart. $5 from every ticket, plus all net proceeds and donations from the band go to car fire relief efforts. Every ticket matters. If the festival sells out, that's $250,000 donated. We promise bars, food trucks, and fun. So check out RedSunFestival.com for details. Rock all day Saturday, September 29th, and country on Sunday, September 30th on the Reading Civic lawn. Get tickets at RedSunFestival.com or the Reading Civic box office. Sponsored in part by Dutch Bros, 10 Barrel Brewing Company, and Budweiser.
You're listening to High School Football on KCNR AM 1460.
Welcome back here to High School Football as Paradise on third down and short converts the first down across midfield. Reminder, tonight's game is brought to you by Turtle Bay Exploration Park. They have some of their aquatic adventures every day at 10:30 a.m. now through April 30th, 2019. Join us to learn about water ecosystems, the importance of our river through a variety of fun interpretive programs that include diver interactions, fish and beaver feedings, turtle talk, or training sessions free for members included with your park admission. Here's a handoff out to the right to Dominic Wiggins for about 4 yards. Turtle Bay always got something going on. Also, one of the hardest reads we've had to do this year with the verbiage. I had to look up what a lorikeet was, which is a parrot of some sort.
And this will be 2nd and 6 here, and they will hand it off to Weldon, unable to break free on the left side.
A big hit on a block right before that as Brandon Merriman crashed in to the blocker of number 50, Elijah Gould, the tackle on the outside, and just a loud noise as the two helmets hit.
And this will bring up 3rd down here, so an interesting position for the Foothill defense. We'll see if they can make a stand here and potentially get the ball back.
3rd and 3. Big time stop here. Foothill can get this. Well, maybe force him to punt or kick a field goal.
Paradise from the left hash. And this play will be blown dead.
I think it's a false start. That's a big penalty right there, because instead of about 3rd and 2 or maybe 3rd and 3, it's now going to be 3rd and 7 or 8. And kind of pushes them out of field goal range.
They were in that kind of do we kick a field goal, do we go for the punt kind of territory, but now I think it's clear here that they will punt the ball.
Maybe, I don't know, maybe this is 4-down territory. We'll see. But the problem is they've been running it a lot, and typically on 4th downs when you want a conversion, I would say most of the time you would try to throw it through the air.
We'll see if they do break up the throw game here, 3rd and 8.
Will it be the first one of the game? What's going to happen more often, me Googling what a parakeet is or Paradise throwing a touch or a throw pass?
Klein will look right, throw the ball, and it looks like we'll have a 1st down. We have a flag out by the left sideline.
Throw out to Jacob Weldon, who made the catch across the 20, but I think this one is coming back.
I think I'll have to agree with you.
Let's see here. This is a big, big penalty call here. So we're going backwards some more, and it'll be third and about 12.
So back-to-back penalties on the offense on a critical third down there, and this will bring up about third and 12 for the Bobcat.
And now maybe they are in that punting range.
We just saw Klein complete a pass. It did get blown dead and called back, but we'll see if they once again go to the pass.
Foothills defense itching for a stop here after punting it themselves for the first time, trailing by seven. Early second quarter, I think, Joseph, but the defense has looked a little bit better on this drive.
We've seen the defense make a little stand here in the second quarter, and we will have a timeout, and that will bring us to a commercial break. You're listening to North State High School Football here on KCNR 1460.
Alan Gordon here with Coachmaster Collision Repair. That's correct. As a new owner of Coachmaster, I'd like to thank Don Steck for his long commitment and dedication to the automotive collision business. For over 50 years, Coachmaster has been offering the highest standard in auto collision repair. If you had a vehicle repaired by Coachmaster in the last 20 years, then we've already met. Coachmaster will continue to offer the same personal service, quality-driven technicians, and pride in every job we do. We'll miss Don as an instructor at Shasta College, his public service, and many entertaining commercials over the years.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. From laser and 3D frame alignment machines and computerized paint matching technology to qualified technicians working on your vehicle. Remember Coachmaster on Eastside Road in Reading.
And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
North State High School Football, exclusively on KCNR AM 1460.
21-14, third and 12 coming up with Paradise calling a timeout. Tonight's game is brought to you by Turtle Bay Exploration and Park. One of the fun things happening at Turtle Bay right now, Little Explorers. Every Thursday at 10 a.m., Little Explorers is a play-based education program for ages 2 through 5 that encourages children to explore, discover, investigate, and create. Free for members included with park admission. And although it's encouraged for ages 2 through 5, I'm sure, Joseph, you would have had a fun time.
Third down here. Paradise has Weldon outright.
A throw is incomplete to Jacob Weldon on the slant, and it went right off his hands on a pretty good throw from Colby Klein, and it's fourth down.
And we'll see what Paradise elects to do here.
Yeah, definitely decision time for the coaching staff. If you punt it, if you go for it.
It looks like they will stay on the field, and they'll go for it.
Well, they haven't had to punt yet, trying to keep that alive. They've scored three consecutive times by getting into the end zone.
Foothill defense trying to make an instrumental stop here and get the ball back on this play.
Could be a momentum shift.
We've seen a lot of offense so far in this game. Let's see if we can see some defense. Paradise will. He will look out to his right. Klein will throw the ball to Weldon, and that'll be complete down the right sideline. And the tackle unable to prevent him from getting in the end zone, and that will be 6 points for Paradise.
Wow, what a great throw from Colby Klein, rolling to his right under pressure and throwing a beautiful over-the-shoulder touch pass to Jacob Weldon, who then went the distance. But once again, it was a tough call to go for it on fourth and 12, but it pays off with another first down conversion, and not only that, a touchdown.
A great payoff there. If you're Paradise on fourth down, score your fourth consecutive touchdown of this game. About 9 minutes left in the third quarter here. In the second quarter here. Scratch that. And
you know,
we will have the PAT.
It seems like it's the third quarter because of the high-scoring game so far. I got your back, Joseph. Extra point unit coming out. Discretion casting again. This is a kick just crawls through the uprights.
4-for-4 on the night for Gretchen Cassing, and we will go to a commercial break here. You're listening to North State High School Football on KCNR 1460.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell with Maxwell Insurance and Financial. As a community, we are all recovering from the car fire. We understand the seriousness of this disaster and the frustration of dealing with the insurance companies. Insurance policies can be very difficult to understand. If you have questions about your insurance policy and need help in any way, please feel free to give us a call at 221-0441. This is Judy Maxwell with Maxwell Insurance and Financial.
Securities offered through Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated, a registered broker-dealer member FINRA and SIPC. Advisory services offered through Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated, a SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Judy Maxwell, representative. Maxwell Insurance and Financial and Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated are not affiliated. The information presented is intended for educational purposes only. It is not intended to replace the advice of an attorney or a qualified tax professional. This is not an offer or solicitation in any jurisdiction where they are not authorized to do business. Registered branch address, 1378 Hilltop Drive, Redding, California, 96003.
You're listening to High School Football on KCNR AM 1460.
28-14 here at Foothill High School. The kick is good to Foothill, and he will break free. A great return for Foothill, and he'll be brought down at the 35-yard line.
Across midfield.
Chris Ostergren there for the return, and just looked like he was going to be brought down around the 30 on the opposite side of the field, but able to make a couple great moves and explosive footwork, able to get out for a huge gain. But we will have a late flag on the play.
Did he only say that there was just a flag? He didn't say what it was? He's gonna. Oh, here we go. He's going to report it here.
Waiting for the white hat to give us the call. It looks like it might be a defensive penalty or penalty on the kicking team. They're spotting the ball, and it looks like we're just going to go right into it here. Foothill will have the ball on the 37-yard line, and it'll be first and 10. Gordon in the shotgun. And he'll fake the handoff and try to run it himself in the middle for about a gain of 7. Looks like he'll get to about the 30-yard line.
Those fake handoffs are mysterious because I have a tough time seeing them here on the sideline, and we have great position of being able to see everything, but multiple times tonight, because of the deceptive handoffs, I've thought they did in fact hand that one off.
And I think that's just a testament to the offense. The backs are really selling.
Or my poor eyesight, one of those two. I am very gullible.
The shotgun snap will look right downfield, and it'll be complete incomplete.
Oh, wow.
And we'll have a flag on the play.
It'll be a pass interference call, I believe.
Gordon stepped back and threw a bomb downfield to the right corner in the end zone. And it looked like the intended receiver, Brendan Merriman, was going to make the catch. We might have a PI call here.
I think that was good coverage. I'm going to be honest, he pulled it out of the hands. Let's see.
Wow.
And defensive pass interference will be the call.
Wow.
So that'll take us 15 yards closer to the end zone.
I think that was good defense. That was great coverage. He got beat down the field, and then the ball was in the hands of the receiver, and he kind of just knocked it out with his left hand. But I guess it's a penalty. Austin Schwartz was the defensive back, I believe. Check that. Austin George, number 11 for Paradise.
So Foothill won't get the touchdown on the play, but they will get a first down. At about the 17-yard line, this will be first and 10. Gordon in the shotgun to receive the snap. And he'll once again look to his right, but he'll be brought down hard by 3 Paradise Bobcats. And this will be a loss of about 5.
The first man there was Dominic Wiggins. We talked about how bulky he is when he runs the football, but that time a big hit on Jaden Gordon, and Gordon was unable to shed the potential sack. And first time Foothill has gone backwards with a sack tonight.
And that can be a great way to kind of bounce back after a downfield penalty call. This will be second down, and he will hand it off to 23, Henderson. And he'll be brought down, able to get about a yard or so on the play. Scratch that. He'll lose about a yard on the play, and this will bring up third and long. From about the 24-yard line. Once again, shotgun set for Foothill. 2 receivers right, 2 receivers left. Henderson the back. And this snap will be low, nearly on the ground. And Gordon will look to throw, broken up by the Paradise defense.
And now it's fourth down. And I think they're out of field goal range here. But it's also
fourth and long.
Fourth and about 15. So it looks like they are going to go for it. Hey, we just saw Paradise convert on fourth and 12 for a touchdown. So we'll see.
Same set, shotgun, two receivers each way. Gordon has the snap, looks to his right, and this throw will be completed. It looks like Merriman on the catch.
What a catch that was by Merriman as he leaped up to make the catch, got hit initially from his left, and then the other safety came in and hit him from his right, and he is able to hang on a huge first down conversion.
So this will be first down Foothill, first and goal here.
Wow, that's a big-time catch.
So back-to-back fourth down conversions both ways, and he'll hand it off to number 23, and he will find his way into the end zone for a Foothill touchdown.
Bryce Henderson, once again. Is there a penalty flag?
Barring penalty, we do have a flag down. Late flag thrown from the right sideline official.
Two flags. So now it's probably sportsmanlike. Let's see. Foothill's head coach, Joey Brown. So personal foul on the defense.
The touchdown will be good.
So the points count. And now the extra point unit's going to come out. Trying to cut it to a 7-point lead. I shouldn't say one score.
28-20 before the extra point. Just under 7 minutes here in the second quarter. Merriman will be the holder. And the kick is up, and it is good. That'll bring it to 28-21. Paradise leading Foothill by one score. And that'll take us to a commercial break. You're listening to North State High School Football here on KCNR 1460.
If you're looking into a remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio, there's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite and Things.
Now, this is Carl Bott. Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days while Linda and I went on vacation. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite and Things. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard, Estate Granite and Things, or visit us at estategranite.com.
North State High School Football, exclusively on KCNR AM 1460.
And here with the play-by-play, Connor Sutton.
28-21, the kickoff was, remember, from the 45 after the penalty. It is a touchback, and Foothill will get the ball at the 20, or Paradise, excuse me, will get the ball at the 20. Penalty was against Paradise, so the Bobcats will get it at the 20. Reminder, tonight's game is brought to you by Turtle Bay Exploration Park, one of their upcoming events, Oktoberfest, October 13th at Turtle Bay. You and your fellow beer lovers will enjoy a variety of local and regional beers along with delicious food and live music in a fun and relaxed atmosphere. I am a fellow beer lover. Second down after a short first down run of about 3 yards, maybe 4 yards.
We've yet to see Paradise have to give the ball up. Every drive has resulted in a touchdown. So we'll see what they're able to do here with the ball on their with 75 yards to go.
Here's the thing, though. It's Paradise now, after the last drive, had to put the ball through the air. Mm-hmm. So Foothill kind of stopped them on the ground, forced them to be multidimensional, and now they have that ability to do that as well. Here's a quick handoff up the middle, and another great burst forward across the first down marker is Dominic Wiggins, and a first down at the 35. God, when he gets the football up the middle, Joseph, he is just lightning quick getting up the middle And then he takes hits on either side. He just keeps on going.
A quick burst of speed, but strong at the same time. Yeah. Able to stay upright. And we will have a timeout.
And timeout's going to be called, I believe, by Foothill. Yes, it is. We'll take a break. 5:46 to go in the second quarter. Paradise, the lead, 28-21 on KCNR 1460.
The annual Reading East Rotary Ducky Derby is coming September 30th at Reading's Codwell Park. Be a part of the Reading East Rotary's effort to keep our kids drug and alcohol free. First prize is a 16-sleeper houseboat vacation from Shasta Marina, valued at $2,700. Details on all the other amazing prizes, sponsor, or ticket information, go to readingduckyderby.com or call 225-8583. The 29th Annual Ducky Derby, September 30th in Codwell Park. Get your tickets today. Brought to you by KCNR 1460 AM.
Hi, this is Connor Sutton. Join me Saturday mornings from 8 to 9 a.m. for my all-new sports show where I discuss local, regional, and even national stories, as well as bring on guests with incredible sports knowledge. So join us Saturday mornings from 8 to 9 a.m. for Sports Talk with Connor Sutton, the only local sports show in Reading.
You're listening to High School Football on KCNR AM 1460.
Foothill on first and 10, and they sacked the quarterback, Colby Klein, as he tried to rush it out to his left, was kind of tripped up, and then is backwards for about 6 yards. So it's second and 16 coming up, and it's the first time that Foothill has stopped Paradise behind the line of scrimmage tonight. We know they moved backwards last drive, but those were both times because of penalties.
He faked the handoff to Weldon there, pulled it out at the last second, and probably should have let Weldon take it.
Yep.
Tackled for a big loss there. And if you're Foothill, that's what you're looking for right after that timeout.
Absolutely. Quickly getting into the formation. Takes the snap. Looking to throw. It is complete on the left side. And again, it's caught by Dominic Wiggins, who is only a couple yards up the field. And it's third down. And we moved, let's see, I think we moved a yard backwards. It was a little screen pass. The blitz was coming. Third and about 17. 4:30 to go in the second quarter, 28-21.
But yeah, like you were saying before we went to commercial break, it seemed like Foothill kind of figured out this Paradise run game.
Yep.
And then right there you see Paradise was able to get a big gain on the ground, and then we see Foothill call a timeout, try to get their defense back in order.
Klein's going to drop back to throw. He throws down the field. It's nearly picked off by Brandon Merriman as he outstretched that left hand as it was overthrown, intended for Stan Klachanski. And it's fourth down, and now Paradise will have to punt for the first time tonight. And not only that, Foothill will get the ball back with an opportunity to tie this game with a touchdown of their own at 28-21.
And if you're Foothill, you're really going to be looking to send it into halftime, at least tied. 4 minutes left to go here in the second quarter. Plenty of time on the clock to work your way downfield and try to tie this game up for the half.
And the Foothill student section has come to life in the second quarter. Here is the punt. It spirals. It's going to land at the 42. Rolls now to Merriman, who has to backtrack to the 30. He will actually let it go. And it will be down at the 26-yard line. That's where Foothill we'll take over. We'll take a break. We'll be back with the remaining 4 minutes in this second quarter. 28-21, Paradise the lead. Foothill with the ball here on KCNR 1460.
Analog living in a digital world. Every week on Boomer Tech Radio, we offer up the latest tech news you can use. Hi, it's Bob Belongi. It's even easier to listen to the show now that we're on iTunes. You'll find our archives and articles at boomertechradio.com, and the show is streamed live at kcnr1460.com. We review the latest goodies, gadgets, and gizmos, and make sure you are up to date on the latest tech trend. Boomer Tech Radio, Saturday from noon to 2 p.m. on KCNR 1460, and now available as a podcast on iTunes.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene.
But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/changethe culture.
You're listening to High School Football on KCNR AM 1460.
A first down run for Foothill forward to the 31. Second and five. Gordon has to escape the pass rush, rolls out to his right, and throws just short of the intended receiver, Chris Jacobson. And now it's third down and six. And a big conversion opportunity coming up for Foothill after finally getting Paradise to give up the football. Late second quarter, 28-21, 3:24 to go. Gordon shotgun set, three receivers to his right. Standing tall now, crouches, takes the snap, dropping back to pass. Here comes the pressure, throws to his right. Jacobson makes the catch, first down, across the 40. He goes near midfield. They try to strip it for him. He's still on the move, and it gets to the 47. Great catch and forward run from Chris Jacobson. It was Dylan Blood on the coverage as he tried to rip it out of the hands of Jacobson, and a big third down conversion there for the Cougars.
And a great play call there. Gordon able to find Jacobson well into first down territory and able to move his feet and get a couple extra yards after the catch.
So first and 10 at the 48. Two receivers in each direction. Here's a handoff up the middle. This is again to, oh, check that. Gordon's going to keep it, and now he's tripped up from behind as I think he had the edge. But he does get forward for about 6 yards. It's the third time I've gotten fooled on the fake handoff tonight.
He faked the handoff, and the running back went up and laid a solid block on a Paradise defender, and Gordon was able to fake it out left for about a 6-yard gain. This will bring up second and four.
And I think if Gordon doesn't get tackled by his ankles there, he might be gone to tie this game because I think he had the corner pretty much in his advantage.
And we've seen him do just that this week and last week.
Second and five. Shotgun set. Once again, takes the snap. Here comes the pressure. Here's a deep throw down the field, the left side. It is just incomplete. Intended for Tyler Carey, who was quickly gone. He outran Jacob Weldon, the speedster for Paradise, on an absolute bomb of a throw. And now there's no question, after that throw went about 40 yards through the air, if Jaden Gordon has any lack of arm strength, because he threw an absolute bomb right there. And it's third and five.
Gordon in the shotgun, three receivers right. He'll take the snap, look right for a screen pass to number four, who will shake a defender, cut back to the middle, and he'll be free on the left side. He has a block out in front of him, and he will be brought to the ground at about the 20-yard line. Unable to see who made the tackle there, but a big gain there for Foothill.
Ostergren again with a great catch and run, a little bit of a screen pass out to the right. He had blocking in front of him, but instead went back to the middle of the field and then all the way bouncing out to the left side on the forward gain. So first and 10 from the 20. We're just under 2 minutes to go in the second quarter, 28-21. We got a great one here brewing in this first half. Gordon takes the snap, quick turn, hands it off to Henderson. Henderson had a couple guys wrapped around his waist, still pushes forward for a couple more yards, and it's a 4-yard gain, second and six coming up. Reminder, tonight's game is brought to you by Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Their upcoming event is Oktoberfest with a K on October 13th. Come dressed in your best Oktoberfest attire, and we may choose you to participate in our costume contest. Here's a fake handoff. Gordon leaps over a defender. Now it's an outside block. It's a race to the pylon, and he is in. Touchdown. Unbelievable. Jaden Gordon does it again. His third rushing touchdown of the night. And that time had to work hard to get it. Leaped over a Paradise player who was on the ground after getting blocked. And it's a one-point game, 28-27.
Same exact play we were talking about just a minute earlier. He sends the running back up as a blocker, able to get out left. Just like you said, that he was able to make that play.
Yep.
He stayed on his feet. He probably would have had a touchdown there. We see the exact same play.
Extra point unit coming out to tie the game at 28. The snap, the hold, and it is cleanly through the uprights. 28-28. We are all tied up. A minute 13 to go in the second quarter. We'll be back to finish this first half here on KCNR 1460.
Get ready to laugh because Riverfront Playhouse is bringing you a show about a normal guy who has a ton of everyday problems that everyone can relate to. Hilarity will ensue as Jasper navigates from mundane career obstacles, awkward romantic encounters, right down to the daily commute. Riverfront Playhouse is proud to present Somewhere in Between, written by Craig Pospisil, directed by Chris Gomez. Tickets at riverfrontplayhouse.net or at Enjoy the Store on Placer Street in Reading. Showtimes Friday and Saturday, 7:30, Sunday matinees at 2, September 22nd through October 13th. Mature themes and language, so viewer discretion is advised.
Join us for the third annual Nick Dahl Memorial Golf Tournament on September 22nd. Proceeds from this event sponsor homeless veterans at the Reading Veterans Resource Center. Since 2016, this event has sponsored housing for 41 veterans. Having a safe place has enabled many of these vets to begin rebuilding their lives by receiving much-needed VA medical care. Many have obtained employment, enrolled in college, or even transitioned into their own housing. Together, we are making a difference for our local veterans. For more information, call 227-7808.
North State High School Football, exclusively on KCNR AM 1460.
Paradise returns us back to the 30-yard line. We're tied at 28, and Joseph, after a great game last week, it appears we got another good one brewing here.
Back-to-back good games out here in Palisadro. And this Foothill team is just battling. We've seen a load of offense in this game.
We have.
Both teams only punting the ball away once.
I think the over's already been reached.
Looking at the scoreboard, you see 28-28, and this game's about to go to halftime. So a ton of offense both ways.
A lot of offensive stars, a number of unbelievable plays early on. A minute to go. We'll see if Paradise can add some points on the board. Here's a handoff up the middle, and now he might be broken all the way. Oh, my goodness. Here's Dominic Wiggins, and he's going to go all the way. He is in. Touchdown. A 72-yard run. That goes for 6 points. A couple missed tackles, and he was gone. And we talked about Wiggins and his ability to shed would-be tacklers, and he did it there on the run right up the gut at good blocking, and it's 6 points.
And you've heard us say it before. Wiggins up the middle, met nearly at the line of the scrimmage. Looks like he could have been taken down, stays on his feet, able to break through, and when he saw that gap, he was gone.
Wow. Under a minute to go in the second quarter. It's 34-28.
I would like to see the 40 time on that run we just saw right there.
Yeah. I mean, he was 15 yards ahead of everybody else. Gretchen casting out to pick up the extra point. The lefty, and it is up and good. And now 5-for-5 on PATs. 35-28, under a minute to go in the first half. Let's see if Foothill can try to counter with a quick score of their own going into the halftime. We'll take a break here on KCNR 1460.
Monday Night Football is back, baby. Raiders, Niners, Seahawks, Cowboys, Vikings, where you at? Bet the Bookie returns again this year with Kenny Breedlove. Win cash and prizes every Monday night. Monday Night Football kicks off this year with a doubleheader on September 10th. The Jets versus the Lions, and the Rams take on the Raiders. Come get your football fix at Shameless O'Leary's. The best wings, burgers, and Irish nachos in town. Plus, over 16 brews on tap and over 100 unique whiskeys behind the bar. Wear your favorite team jersey and come play Bet the Bookie every Monday night. It's free to play and an absolute blast for couples or serious football fans. Place your bet and win. Don't forget Sunday Funday with the NFL ticket and Sunday brunch. Bloodies, mimosas, and a full breakfast menu. If you want to watch football, make it Shameless O'Leary's, California Street, downtown Reading.
Football, you say? Well, I've got $100 here. Says football's supposed to be played with your feet.
You're listening to High School Football on KCNR AM 1460.
A first half shootout, and we're still a minute away from the half being over. Is Foothill's going to return the kick? It's taken at the 22. Let's see if the Cougars can get it some points back. And now here's a deep run down the right side, almost to the 45. It's Tyler Carey on the return. And with 48 seconds remaining, Foothill has two timeouts. Let's see if they can try to tie this game.
And a great tackle there by Ashton Wagner. Able to save a big downfield gain for his Bobcats.
So first and 10 at the 44. And let's see if Gordon can pull off some more magic. Coming up at the half, we'll talk about the incredible offensive game we've got going here and the what the defenses need to do to try and pull off some stops. We've only seen a combined two punts, one from each team, and no turnovers. which is even more incredible. First and 10. Gordon takes the snap, looking left. He's got good pocket pressure, and now he is going to be taken down. He tries to push forward, and now the whistle blows the play dead, and he's down at the 41 for a sack on a loss of three. Good coverage down the field because Gordon had quite a bit of time to throw, and he's talking to his coach, Joey Brown. I think there might have been some miscommunication on routes there, and Foothill is going to take a timeout. Fun things to do at Turtle Bay right now. Let me tell you, the Parrot Playhouse, year-round during business hours. Walk through an interactive aviary featuring lorikeets, Australian birds seen in every color of the rainbow. Enjoy looking at these beautiful parrots and feeding them from your own hand as they land on your arm. Free for members included with park admission. It is $1 for feeding. Another cool thing that Turtle Bay has going on. And they also have some aquatic adventures every day at 10:30 a.m. now through April 30th. Join us to learn about water ecosystems and the importance of our river through a variety of fun interpretive programs that include diver interactions, fish and beaver feedings, turtle talk, or draining sessions. Again, free for members and included with park admission. All at Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Second and 12. Let's see what Foothill can do out of the timeout. Low snap. Gordon takes it. He's going to now try to scramble. He is wrapped up and spun to the ground to the 42 and another sack. Back to the line of scrimmage, and it's third down. Under 30 seconds now as Foothill's going to try to rush to the line of scrimmage. Now, remember, Paradise does have two timeouts. I doubt they'll use them here, though. And it looks like maybe Foothill's just going to let this one run out. Down to 15. And it looks like they're looking to the sideline, and they are just going to eat it here. So we will head to the half in a 35-28 contest. But a last-minute timeout by Foothill with 5 seconds remaining. Not sure what the reason for that is.
Possibly maybe just to get the team on the same page. Multiple players looking to the sidelines, questioning.
A last-minute Hail Mary, maybe?
I mean, the way this half has gone.
I truly have not seen anything like that. 35-28, yeah, exactly. That's a good point, Joseph. We have, who knows? You could score on one play very easily in a game that has had very little defense.
Nearly 70 points combined in this first half.
Yeah, I think that's definitely above the over-under. Third and 12. Two receivers each direction. Last chance for Foothill to try and score in the first half. Gordon taking the snap. Rolling out to his right. He's going to have to throw a bomb. He does. This is deep down the field. It is picked off. And that's going to end the third quarter. That throw was about 60 yards in the air as it landed at the goal line and was intercepted by number 11, Austin George, on the coverage. Wow. What a throw. We will end the half with Paradise with a 35-28 lead in a game that has been pretty much neck and neck throughout. We'll have the halftime report coming up here on KCNR 1460.
Joe's Web Geeks are the geeks your business has been looking for. Now businesses in Shasta County have a resource to make online advertising easy. With our Jumpstart service, you can get a website with pages built to be found in search, a Facebook page, listings in over 25 directories, and a lot more for $8.99. Let Joe's Web Geeks help you so that you can get back to doing what you do best. Visit joeswebgeeks.com or call 515-9851.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
What is summer without a summer concert series? Our summer tribute series will keep you cool all summer long with live music on select Thursday, Friday, and Saturday nights inside the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center. A tribute for everyone from rock and roll classics to soul in today's pop charts.
Don't miss these amazing performances. Purchase your tickets now at the River Club or WinRiver.com.
Tickets just $12.50 each or a table of 10 for $100.
Come out and sing and dance along with your favorite tribute band at the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center this summer. See the next best thing to your favorite artists
in an intimate setting.
For a complete lineup of our summer concert tribute series, visit WinRiver.com or download the Wind River app. Must be 21 to attend. Concerts are better at the river.
Tell your boss and your mom that you're busy on September 29th because you're going to the Red Sun Festival to rock out while helping carve firewood. It's a full-volume rock fest on the Reading Civic Auditorium lawn with Floater. Lit. Candlebox. And headliners, AWOL Nation. $5 from every ticket. All, yes, all the festival's net proceeds, plus donations from the bands, are going to carve fire relief efforts. Check out RedSunFestival.com. It's four rock acts in one day with plenty of bars, food trucks, and vendors. Every ticket matters. If the festival sells out, that's $250,000 for Car Fire Relief. It's rock all day Saturday, September 29th, and country on Sunday, September 30th. Grab tickets at RedSunFestival.com or the Reading Civic Auditorium box office. Sponsored in part by Dutch Bros, 10 Barrel Brewing Company, and Budweiser.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that with proper care and just a lens should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert. Like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
Ready to make more money, break more ground, and achieve more of your life's goals? With free tuition at Shasta College, now is your chance to get more out of life. We all know that education is the key to a bigger paycheck and a brighter future, and Shasta College is committed to providing the best in affordable, accessible higher education that opens more doors. Whether you're looking to transfer to a bachelor's degree program, complete a professional degree, or secure a certification in a high-demand field, there's never been a better time to start demanding more. Shasta College grads are building more businesses, saving more lives, and attending more four-year universities. And with more programs and classes to choose from, what more could you ask for? Well, since you asked, if you're a first-time, full-time student, the Shasta Promise Program will cover your entire tuition for the first year. That's right, your Shasta College tuition is free. A new semester starts soon. Enroll now before the class time you want is gone. Start getting more out of your future today. Visit ShastaCollege.edu/apply or call 530-242-7500 to enroll now. Shasta College. More possibilities.
Kimberly and Michael are getting married. When they made their wedding plans, they chose a donation to a charity rather than receiving gifts. Pals Fund at Haven Humane helps with the adoption fee if you lack the funds to adopt an older companion that desperately needs a home and has lots of love yet to give. Pals Fund honors the memory of my amazing deaf Dalmatian that provided me love and companionship until his passing over 12 years ago. Thanks to all of you who have supported this fund over the years, and a special thanks to Kim and Mike for caring about our furry homeless friends.
Hey, you getting hungry?
Yeah, hungry as a bear.
Oh, yes, the eternal question. What's for lunch?
Fast food?
Nah, I want something that didn't come in a bag.
Someplace fancy.
No, I want a place that has a down-home atmosphere, serves good portions, and has consistently good food.
My friend, you just described Black Bear Diner. They started just up the road in Mount Shasta. They have carried that feeling of home-cooked meals at a great price to more than 100 locations.
They're on Hilltop Drive in Reading. What's that?
It's time to feed the inner bear.
Black Bear Diner.
You're listening to High School Football on KCNR AM 1460.
Halftime out here in Palisadro at Foothill High School. Foothill currently trailing the Paradise Bobcats 35-28. We've seen an onslaught of offense in this first half. It's been both ways. teams are finding the end zone really well. Not a lot of defensive pressure. Each team has only punted once. Connor, you want to tell us a little bit about what you've been seeing from these offenses here in this first half?
Well, both sides have been extremely effective, and it has to start with their offensive line. They're both getting really good push. But more than anything, though, is the decisive play calling between both teams, because both teams primarily running on the ground, but a lot of the time Paradise has been keeping it on the inside, then switching to the outside, and a lot of fake handoffs. It's kind of making the defenses guess. But, however, late in that second quarter, despite the long run from Paradise, we did see both teams make minor adjustments, which is really all you can do during a half. I'm sure they'll make more adjustments here at the halftime, but those minor adjustments kind of stopping the run, as they weren't getting as big of gains. Of course, that big 72-yard run at the end of the half for Paradise. But I think both teams defensively, this is that they're going to be talking about the defense in this at halftime here. That's what they're going to be discussing, how to change it up, maybe setting different blitz packages, something to stop the run.
Yeah, and like you said, both teams are surely in their locker rooms right now trying to get their defenses in order. It seems like the team in the second half that comes out and strings together a couple stops will most likely be the winner, barring that the scoring goes right the same way it went in that first half. Anything specifically you think either team has to do? Paradise has obviously been running the ball tremendously throughout this first half.
Yes, they have been running the ball well, but it seemed like Foothill kind of started to figure that out, and then they brought out a couple pass plays that were successful, one that went for a touchdown. So now all of a sudden Foothill doesn't really know, okay, we knew that they could run the ball, but now they can also pass. So now you kind of have to play both, and that makes Paradise more dangerous coming into the second half. But I think Foothill defensively has to come out with a game plan and either shut down the run or the pass. My choice, if I was Foothill and head coach Joey Brown, I would shut down the run, make Paradise beat you through the air, and if you do that, then I think you can be successful.
Interesting take. Most of Paradise's offense has come on the ground. We've seen Kobe Klein, the quarterback, complete multiple passes, but like Connor just said, most of the explosive breakaways downfield have been on the ground. There you have it. We're halftime here, 35-28. We'll take it to a commercial break. You're listening to North State High School Football here on KCNR 1460.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Are you struggling financially? Swallowed up in debt? Are you looking to buy a house but are not sure of your credit standing?
What does that credit score even mean?
Why are there three different bureaus?
What score is most important?
Looking for a local expert?
Give me, Joe Radola, a call. Your credit affects everything from borrowing money to landing that perfect job. With over 40 years of providing financial services, I am committed to helping you achieve your goal. I can provide you with full credit report and in-depth review for only $25. Let me provide you with the tools you need to improve your credit standing and your financial freedom. Give me a call today, Joe Radola, 941-3021, or on the web at jrdebtconsulting.com. Your local choice in credit repair.
They're at it again. It's yet another attempt to add more government bureaucracy to healthcare. This time it's Proposition 8. And who's behind 8? One labor union trying to impose new government bureaucracy on every medical dialysis clinic in California. It's a complete abuse of our initiative system. And even worse, it puts bureaucracy between patients and their doctors. And Prop 8 will force dialysis clinics to cut back services or shut down, sending thousands of sick patients into already crowded ER rooms. Experts warn Prop 8 will cost taxpayers hundreds of millions of dollars. Join groups representing doctors, nurses, and taxpayer advocates in voting no on 8. Stop this costly dialysis proposition. Paid for by No on Proposition 8. Stop the dangerous dialysis proposition. Sponsored by the California Dialysis Council. Committee major funding from DaVita and Fresenius Medical Care North America.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
North State High School football comes your way on KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
And we're back at Foothill High School. Foothill trailing Paradise, 28-35. We have an extended halftime tonight due to homecoming festivities. We just watched the crowning ceremony. Currently the band is out here killing a halftime show.
And you, Joseph, are telling me because you were a band guy in high school how excited you are to see the band. I'm more a little more focused on the halftime stats. I'll give that to you now with Paradise leading 35-28. Paradise with 37 pass yards, 290 yards on the ground for 327 total yards. For Foothill, 217 total yards, 130 on the ground and 87 through the air. The individual numbers, Weldon, the halfback, who also had a huge touchdown catch, two touchdowns, one rushing, one receiving, 106 yards on the ground and 39 yards through the air. The quarterback, Colby Klein, has two touchdowns on the ground with 42 yards rushing and a passing touchdown. And Wiggins has 142 rushing yards and a touchdown. For Foothill, Jaden Gordon, 5 for 10, 87 yards, had an interception at the end of that first half that kind of didn't matter. 91 rushing yards, and he has three touchdowns on the ground. So those are our halftime stats, and it appears that we knew early on it felt like it's going to be a shootout, and the question is going to be is who can stop the other team in this second half.
Looking at those stats, if you read me all those stat lines and told me it was a full game, I'd believe you.
Yeah, absolutely.
We've seen onslaught of offense here, and just like you said, whichever team comes out and is able to string together a couple stops and able to keep their offense going, seems like they'll emerge victorious in this game.
I think Jaden Gordon, who we talked about pregame, we've talked about it last week, and we just know he's so important for this Foothill team, but I think they're relying on him to scramble a little bit too much. Maybe run the ball a little bit more and to set up the pass. And I think Gordon's scrambling needs to be the last option and rely more on the rushing game and the passing game first and then let Gordon make plays. I know he's very successful when he is able to make plays on the outside, but I think the reason why he is so successful is because he does so when things kind of break down and it's kind of freelance, and that's when he turns out to be better. But if those things are designed and Gordon is primarily dropping back to pass, looking to run, that's what Foothill is going to struggle. We'll come back in the start of the third quarter. Foothill Cougars trailing Paradise 35-28 here on KCNR 1460.
Incredible Inventions is coming to Turtle Bay Exploration Park September 29th through January 4th. Follow in the footsteps of famous inventors like the great Leonardo da Vinci and Archimedes through 50 interactive exhibits, great for all ages. Incredible Inventions is organized by Artisans of Florence and is presented by Five Star Bank and Redding Rancheria with support by Shasta Pathology Associates and Dutch Bros Coffee, the Reznor family. Incredible Inventions is included with park admission and always free for members. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
We learned it the hard way. Wildland fire is effective life for us. The only real protection for your home and property is defensible space. Remove ladder fuels, brush, and trees that can take the fire right into your house. But cleaning up your landscape is a big job, and Cal North Forestry is up to the task. They are the professionals. Cal North Forestry. Give your home the best chance at survival. For a free estimate, call 209-9473. 209-9473.
Purpose-driven banking.
That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Alan Gordon here with Coachmaster Collision Repair. That's correct. As a new owner of Coachmaster, I'd like to thank Don Steck for his long commitment and dedication to the automotive collision business. For over 50 years, Coachmaster has been offering the highest standard in auto collision repair. If you had a vehicle repaired by Coachmaster in the last 20 years, then we've already met. Coachmaster will continue to offer the same personal service, quality-driven technicians, and pride in every job we do. We'll miss Don as an instructor at Shasta College, his public service, and many entertaining commercials over the years.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. From laser and 3D frame alignment machines and computerized paint matching technology to qualified technicians working on your vehicle. Remember Coachmaster on Eastside Road in Reading.
And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
What is summer without a summer concert series? Our summer tribute series will keep you cool all summer long with live music on select Thursday, Friday, and Saturday nights inside the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center. A tribute for everyone from rock and roll classics to soul and today's pop charts. Don't miss these amazing performances. Purchase your tickets now at the River Club or WinRiver.com. Tickets just $12.50 each or a table of 10 for $100. Come out and sing and dance along with your favorite tribute band at the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center this summer. See the next best thing to your favorite artists in an intimate setting. For a complete lineup of our summer concert tribute series, visit WinRiver.com or download the Wind River app. Must be 21 to attend. Concerts are better at the river.
North State High School Football comes your way on KCNR, Shasta, Reading.
35-28 out here at Foothill High School. Paradise leading the Foothill Cougars. Third quarter just about to kick off here. We had an extended halftime. Foothill celebrating homecoming tonight. This is the first game of league play for both of these teams. Both teams looking to start off the league on a good note. 0-1.
Shasta trails Chico 24-0 at the half. Trying to get you some more. West UPrep up on Western Sierra, 55-0. That might be a final. Yikes. Eureka up 20-16 over Lincoln at the half. And Gridley up on Marysville, 36-0. Corlin leads Orland. Wait, check that. Orland leads Corning, 8-0. It's a poorly written tweet.
Foothill will receive the kick to begin this third quarter. And 12 minutes on the clock, and we are good to go. And kick will be on the ground, and Foothill will recover it at about the 30-yard line. Unsure if they were going for an onside kick or if it was just a poor kick, but that'll bounce to Foothill, and it'll be first and 10 from the 30.
What a nice night tonight. 74 degrees. Not too cold, not too warm. Truly, we're in that fall season. Doesn't really matter for us because we're in the press box, but it is a nice night.
Cooling down nicely. Fall right around the corner. I think Sunday is the first day of fall.
I don't know. Sure. Okay. But you know what is coming up, Joseph?
Tell me.
Intro into Reed's Oktoberfest, October 13th at Turtle Bay.
Gordon will hand it off to Henderson up the middle. Brought down hard. Looks like he will have a first down. About a 10-yard run there by number 23, Bryce Henderson.
That looked like it was almost a horse collar tackle, and I think Joey Brown was thinking the same thing. But no flag. October 13th at Turtle Bay, you and your fellow beer lovers can enjoy Oktoberfest with a variety of local and regional beers, along with delicious food and live music in a fun and relaxed atmosphere. Come dressed in your best Oktoberfest attire. We may choose you to participate in our costume contest.
First and 10 from the 42. Gordon will keep this one up the middle, and he'll be met about downfield, and he'll be taken down. Nearly getting to the 50-yard line. This will bring up about second and four for the Cougars. Gordon looking to the sideline for the play.
For tickets for that Oktoberfest, go to turtlebay.org. Limited tickets are available, and this fabulous event is sure to sell out, so don't wait. Get your tickets, turtlebay.org. I'm excited. Can you tell?
Shotgun set. Gordon will look to throw. And he'll be met with pressure, and he'll scramble out right, and he'll scramble back left, and he has an open field ahead of him.
Oh, my goodness.
In the midst of all that, he has a couple blocks downfield, and he will find his way to the end zone.
This guy is unbelievable.
In a play gone wrong in every way possible, Gordon felt the pressure, able to scramble to his right, scramble to his left, nearly scramble back to his right, and then break downfield with blockers in front down the left sideline.
His fourth rushing touchdown of the night, and they're an extra point away from tying this game.
A little over a minute into this third quarter.
And Gordon continues to impress tonight and in this season.
That'll bring it to 34-35. Foothill trailing by one, looking to tie it up here with this PAT. And the kick is up. And it is no good. Sailed wide left a little.
Buzzkill.
And Foothill will go in, trailing by one, and that'll send us to a commercial break. 35-34 here. Foothill trailing by one. You're listening to North State High School Football on KCNR 1460.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts, with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard to find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
You're listening to High School Football on KCNR AM 1460.
John Webster will be the receiver of the kick for Paradise. Able to get about 5 yards out on the play. He caught the ball at about the 25, able to get to about the 30. And here in this third quarter, the offensive shootout that we saw in the first half continues as Foothill is able to put 6 points on the board in just over a minute here in this third quarter.
Yeah, 80 seconds it took, and an unbelievable touchdown from Jaden Gordon. And that one, I imagine, will be on the highlight reel.
And this will bring up first and 10 for Paradise, going to our left on the 30-yard line. And he will hand it off up the middle, and it'll be a first down. Looks like a 14-yard run. I'm trying to see.
I think that was Dominic Wiggins, and in the blink of an eye, burst it up the middle and then quickly got 12 yards.
This will be first and 10. From about the 44. First and 10. He will hand it off, and Jacob Weldon will be met at the line of scrimmage. Hand off right, tried to get around that corner, but met well with the Foothill defensive line. It'll be about a one-yard gain on the play.
Paradise
second
running,
and nine.
Paradise running that power formation with numerous tight ends and gives them a little bit of edge on the rush.
Second and nine. And it looks like Klein will hand it off once again, about 7 yards on the play. The handoff to number 22, Wiggins. And this will bring up third and short. Looks about third and a yard here for the Paradise Bobcats. Paradise continuing to run the football, much like we saw in this first half. Third and one from the 53. He will hand it off, and he will have a first down. Hand it off to Wiggins, able to get a first down on the play.
So 3 minutes into this third quarter, it's 35-34, and it appears, although Paradise hasn't really pushed the ball down the field that much, but it's been a very short amount of time, that there hasn't been a whole lot of changes in the powerhouse that are these two offenses.
And first and 10 here for Paradise. Klein will, this play will be blown dead as we have a flag in the backfield. But much like you just said, Connor, we saw that in the first half. Foothill able to score on explosive plays downfield as we have a false start here on the offense. But Paradise has been chipping away, consistent running, always getting at least 4 or 5 yards on a play.
Yeah. One thing we didn't talk about at halftime, very limited penalties, a couple unsporting like, but only really 4 or 5. None of them really all that not mattering a whole lot. A couple after touchdowns. The only turnover was that interception that was basically on a Hail Mary. So both teams have been taking care of the ball, and here's an outside run.
On first and 15, Klein will hand it off to Weldon on the right side. Unable to turn the corner. Looks like he'll get back to where they were before the penalty. It looks like this will bring up second and 10 for the Bobcats. Paradise, not so quick to get to the line of scrimmage as we saw in the first half. Spending a little more time in the huddle. This will be second and 11. And Klein will hand it off once again to Wiggins, who is once again met at the line of scrimmage.
And that's one of the first times we've seen them drag down on the loss on a rush. Before it was a sack. But that time, Foothill sniffed out the outside run and were able to extend beyond the hash to make the play.
This will push Paradise back about a half yard. And they'll bring up third and 12. Three of the refs are signaling towards the Paradise sideline.
We have not seen one holding penalty. Oh, man, that was a jinx. I shouldn't have said that, but just kind of something I noticed. Big play coming up.
Third and 12 here. Paradise still in the huddle.
And this is what this is doing is it's giving Paradise extra time to call a play.
Third and 12 here. Klein will look back. He will throw, and that throw will be short. Klein was hit hard.
Yeah, he was hit on that right arm as he went to throw, and great pressure. But he had his man down the field who was open, but underthrew him because of the pass being tipped.
Kind of an awkward step back in the pocket there for Klein, and he was met with pressure. So unable to complete the pass, and this will bring up fourth and 12.
Looks like they're going to punt.
This will be the second punt of the game for Paradise.
Foothill will get the ball back with a chance to take the lead.
And the kick is up. Merriman, unable to complete the catch on the receiving end, but he is able to successfully fall on it.
It was a squib kick, kind of. It bounced in front of him. And then as he went to go catch it, ricocheted out of his chest and then back onto a Paradise player. But Merriman was able to fall onto it, luckily, so Foothill will take over.
It'll be from the 23, and we'll have first and 10, Foothill.
I should always come look for you.
Gordon will keep the ball up the middle. Get about a 2-yard gain on the play. Gordon knew he was going to keep that ball as soon as it touched his hands, and he was quick up the middle for about a 2-yard gain. And this will bring on second and 7. Foothill stepping to the line. Two receivers each way for Gordon. Back on his right hip. And here's the snap. Gordon will look to his right, and that ball will be way over the head of intended receiver Brendan Merriman, who's making a route back to the middle of the field. And this will be 3rd and 7.
Big 3rd down coming up. I mean, we just saw Foothill get the ball back. That time, that pass from Gordon just a little out of reach of the Foothill receiver.
And here's the snap. He will once again look to his right, and that throw will be outside, completed for a 1st down.
What a great catch. Chris Jacobson on the sideline, getting both toes inbounds, toe tip, toe tapping along the sideline, and able to convert, and that's a big, big 1st down.
That was a great catch and a great move by Jacobson, able to get upfield, fake the inside move, get the coverage to jump inside, and then look outside to the sideline for the catch, which was put on target by Jaden Gordon. And this will be 1st down at about the 39-yard line. Low snap, and it will be handed off to Henderson, able to get about 4 yards up the middle on the play. Henderson able to get out to about the 44-yard line.
Got to get to the 49 to convert here. Halfway through the 3rd.
This will be 2nd and 5. 3 receivers left for Gordon. And he will once again hand it off. Henderson met hard at the line of scrimmage this time. Brought down by multiple Paradise defensive linemen for a gain of 1 on the play.
Again, another big 3rd down, I think, is the play's going to be blown dead. I think we're going to have a timeout. Now, it looks like one of the defensive linemen for Paradise has to come out for some. Oh, he's got blood on his arm.
5.5 minutes left in this 3rd quarter. Big 3rd down here for Foothill, 3rd and 4. Once again, low snap. Jordan will scramble out left. Stays on his feet, trying to turn the corner. Unable to be brought down, and he will be brought down hard in the backfield for a big loss.
So that all happens because Gordon, on that last touchdown run, was able to go left, go right, and then go back left. That time he was trying to find room, continue to bounce back, and just was not able to get that 1st down. He realized it and then had to switch sides and then was taken down for a big loss.
Once he got out towards that left sideline, Paradise was adamant that they were not going to let him reverse and come back to the other side of the field. So this will be about 4th and 17. Foothill will punt here.
Well, it's a good punt.
Weldon back to receive it. He will let it bounce, and it'll bounce just inside the 20-yard line. And we'll go to a commercial break. It'll be a Paradise ball here. 4:40 left in this 3rd quarter. You're listening to North State High School Foothill Football on KCNR 1460.
No one plans to visit the emergency room, but when life's accidents happen, you need to get treated.
not seated. Shasta Regional Medical Center is located at 1100 Butte Street in downtown Reading. They have emergency room doctors and staff that guarantee you will be seen by a medical professional within 30 minutes of your arrival. Shasta Regional Medical Center believes in delivering patient-centered health care with compassion and respect for every patient and their family.
When you're looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is a place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
North State High School Football, exclusively on KCNR AM 1460.
4:14 to go in the third quarter. Paradise 35, Foothill 34. Paradise with the ball on a first down run that went nowhere. It's second down and about 11. Foothill's defense starting to kind of read that rush offense. Here's an outside run out to the left, and again a tackle behind the line of scrimmage.
Merriman was able to read the play well there.
Jacob Weldon dragged down in the backfield at around the 26-yard line, backwards for 4 yards. And now it is third down and 14. So back-to-back punts, one from Paradise, the other from Foothill. And in this third quarter, we talked about in the first two drives, it didn't seem that anybody's made any adjustments, but that is appeared to be incorrect as both teams defensively have improved. 3:20 to go. Big third down up and coming from Foothill. Klein drops back to pass. The throw is sharp but incomplete. Intended for Jacob Weldon on the slant. In the double coverage, as that would have been a tough catch. He would have not gotten the first down if he would have made the catch. And it's fourth and long, and the punting unit will come out.
And just a tough play there. Klein immediately took the snap, didn't take any steps back in the pocket, and just rocketed a right shoulder pass up the middle. His receiver was unable to catch the ball, and we'll have a fourth down.
Weldon back to punt it away. Foothill with two return guys back. One is Brandon Merriman, the other one Chris Jacobson. They're back at around their own 30. Clock is stopped again because Paradise has to make a change, I think, for jersey malfunction of some sort. Here is the punt. It is not very good as it's going to bounce at the 45 and then roll backwards to the 41. So Foothill will be in positive territory. They take over at the 41, and it's going to benefit the Cougars. 3 minutes to go in the third quarter, and the Cougars 41 yards away from taking the lead. And Jaden Gordon and company back in the driver's seat as this student section has come back to life, and one of the coaching staff for the Cougars trying to pump up this crowd in this third quarter. First and 10. Three receivers right. One left. Gordon takes a snap from the left hash, hands it off to Henderson. Henderson's got blocking upfield now around the outside on the left side. Pass the defensive backs, and he is going to go all the way inside the 10. A 30-yard run on first down for Henderson, and Foothill is knocking on the door of taking the lead here in the third. Under 3 minutes to go in this third quarter. First and goal from the 6. Foothill staying in that same formation. Trimmis bunts to the right. Chris Ostergren out in the slot. Low snap from Gordon. Again, hands it off to Henderson. This time he gets nowhere, stopped at the line. And Gordon, once again, has had to take a low snap. It seems like every snap has been low. And I think the center is going to be pulled out of this game. It is.
Second week in a row, we've seen consistently low snaps.
Yep.
From the Foothill Center.
Now, if you're a glass half full guy, you would say better low than high, I think, right?
And better always low than
right. This time Gordon's going to keep it. He rushes it straight in. Touchdown. A fake handoff to Henderson. The defense bit, and he has scored. And Foothill has the lead for the first time tonight. 2:10 to go in the third. Jaden Gordon get with, guess what, his fifth rushing touchdown of the game. Wow. That one was probably the easiest one of just 5 yards or so. But now, because of the five-point lead, Foothill is going to go for two. They were successful early in this game. We'll see if they can do it again. Two receivers each direction. Gordon takes a snap. He's going to throw. Throws quickly to the right. It's just through the hands of Jacobson on a high throw. Incomplete. The two-point conversion unsuccessful. But the Cougars take the lead, 40-35, with 2 minutes and 10 seconds remaining in the third quarter. We'll take a break. You're listening to High School Football on KCNR 1460.
For over 45 years, the Original Clyde's TV is the place people turn to for locally owned, name brand recognition and offering home delivery service. You know that you're getting the best quality with Clyde's TV. Clyde's has it all, from home stereo systems to 150-inch televisions. We are an authorized DISH network provider. Not only will you be getting competitive prices on your home electronics, but Clyde's knowledgeable staff will install your home entertainment system to your specifications.
I'm Clyde, and I have been serving in North State for over 45 years. I'm an authorized Klipsch, Yamaha, Sony, Samsung, and LG dealer. We offer setup and even haul away your old electronics free of charge. If you're looking for that hard-to-find video audio accessory, we have it. We offer discounts to military personnel. Come see us at Clyde's Enterprises, located at 1250 Hartnell Avenue here in Reading.
You're listening to High School Football on KCNR AM 1460.
2 minutes, 9 seconds to go in the third quarter, 40-35, and the Cougars yet again, Joseph, trailing at the half, and they've come back in the second half. They have the lead, still a lot of time left, but you got to be pleased with the way the Cougars have played.
Yeah, impressive change in the second half, able to string together some stops as well as score the football and score the football on the back of Jaden Gordon. Paradise will have the ball at the 20-yard line with the kick sailing out the back of the end zone. We'll see if Foothill can string together some more stops.
Here. First and 10 from the 20. Here's the handoff up the middle. Once again, spinning his way out of danger is Wiggins. And pushes forward to the 27 and second and 3 coming up. And Wiggins is just a hard-nosed runner and continues to get forward progress after the initial hit.
Wiggins is difficult to take down. And Foothill is having a tough time doing so tonight.
Minute 40 to go, third quarter. I think we got another good finish coming up again tonight. Back-to-back good picks for game of the week. Outside run. It's number 17. That's Weldon. He pushes forward, has a first down across the 35, and a first down.
And right there you see what we've seen all game. Wiggins with the handoff up the middle. Weldon with the handoff to the outside. And it's been successful for Paradise here.
So first and 10. First and 10, as you mentioned, from the 35. Here's a handoff again to Wiggins. Wiggins picked up, and he is lifted up and then pushed down. Almost like a wrestling move that you see in the WWE. But he does get to the 41. Lifted up and then flipped onto his back. But he gets up quickly, second down and 4.
Second and 4, Klein will once again hand off to Weldon. Back to that right sideline, and he will have a first down.
Yeah, Weldon continues to be successful around the outside. And another first down.
Looks like he'll carry the ball to the 50-yard line. And we'll have a Foothill timeout.
45 seconds to go in quarter number 3. The Cougars lead by 5, 40-35. here on KCNR 1460.
Redding Kia on Cypress Avenue in Redding, home of wonderful cars and SUVs at great prices. All new Kias come with a world-famous 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. Exciting cars, performance cars, and sport utility vehicles that are built to last. We know this to be true. We own Kias, and we love them. Take a test drive in a new 2018 Kia Optima, 2018 Kia Niro, 2018 Kia Rio, 2018 Kia Soul, or a 2019 all-wheel drive Kia Sorento. Make a great deal and drive home happy. And if you're looking for affordable financing, Redding Kia is confident their wide-ranging resources and commitment to integrity will satisfy your needs and make you a customer for life. Redding Kia will do everything necessary to make your car buying experience the best you've ever had. So visit RedingKia.com, then come into Northern California's Kia headquarters. Redding Kia, Cypress Avenue in Redding, Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, RedingKia.com.
You're listening to High School Football on KCNR AM 1460.
45 seconds to go in the third quarter. Around the league, Anderson up 42-0 on Las Plumas. Another shutout. Chico up on Shasta 31-0. Handoff again up the middle to Wiggins, and he buries his way forward to the across midfield to the 45, and second down and short coming up. He is good for what seems like a good 5 to 6 yards nearly every carry. He did break one loose late second quarter for a touchdown, but he's been solid tonight. Wairika still up 16-6 over Trinity at the end of the third.
And we'll see if we get another outside handoff to Weldon here.
I think this is the closest game that I see on Twitter. Another handoff to Wiggins. He pushes forward. It's going to be right near the first down marker. It's going to be just short, about a half yard short, and third down and inches coming up. And consistently, it's been Paradise trying to rush it up the middle and then outside, as that will end the third quarter. We got a good finish up and coming here tonight in the game of the week. 40-35, Foothill with the lead. You listen to High School Football on KCNR 1460.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Are you tired of worrying if your business will survive till the economy gets better? Worry no more. The Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce has the tools to help you with your small business. From valuable networking events to educational seminars, we are here in your community. People do business with people they know. Get closer to your future customers by joining the Reading Chamber of Commerce today. As a member, you will participate in referral programs, member-to-member discounts, free listing on the Chamber website, and your company name listed in our business directory with a distribution of 5,000 copies to potential customers. Call us at 225-4433 to find out how you can meet your new customers and build your business.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
North State High School Football, exclusively on KCNR AM 1460.
Fourth quarter about to get underway. As Paradise moving to our right, third and inch. It's going to be a QB rush that gets up the middle on a sneak. And I think initially it was going to be called fourth down, but it looks like it will be a first. Let's see. They stop the clock, and I think they're going to bring the chains out. It is going to be a first down. This stoppage of play gives me a chance to talk about our sponsor for tonight, Turtle Bay Exploration Park. A lot of fun things to do at Turtle Bay. Parrot Playhouse is one of them, a year-round during business hours. A walkthrough of an interactive aviary featuring lorikeets, Australian birds seen in every color of the rainbow. Enjoy looking at these beautiful parrots and feeding them from your own hand as they land on your arm. Free for members included with park admission, $1 for feeding. And looks like we're going to have a false start here on the offense. Let's see. Play was blown dead. I have to think that's what it is. Encroachment, it's going to be on the defense. So a neutral zone infraction. So it's going to be first and five.
It looks like it was a neutral zone infraction on the offense.
That was incorrectly called because encroachment is on the defense.
Instead of a false start, we'll have a neutral zone infraction.
A neutral zone you can have a neutral zone infraction on the defense too, but encroachment is on the offense. It will be a neutral zone infraction.
Regardless, this will push Paradise back, and we'll have a first and 15 here.
I think that was just missed correctly called. Here's a handoff to Wiggins. Wiggins goes between the guard and the tackle on the left side, digs his way up the middle to around the 42-yard line. Second and 12 coming up. Yeah, that had to have been the wrong call by the white hat there. Couldn't have been encroachment. 11 minutes to go in the fourth. Second and 12. Paradise rushes to the line of scrimmage. Quick snap, handoff again to Wiggins, who's been the workhorse. He pushes forward. Now it's around the outside. Check that. It's a keeper. Klein's got a long way to go, and he is pushed out of bounds inside the 10. It looked like it was Wiggins, but initially Wiggins started to block, and then Klein ended up with the picks again, and he goes for 30-plus, and it's going to be first down and 10 from the 12. Reminder that Aquatic Adventures is happening at Turtle Bay Exploration Park every day from 10:30 a.m. now through April 30th. Join us to learn about water ecosystems and the importance of our river through a variety of fun interpretive programs that include diver interactions, fish and beaver feedings, turtle talk, or training sessions free for members included with park admission. And now we got a whole flurry of flags thrown at the end of this play on a short first down run. Numerous guys are down after the play, as now everyone does finally come up. And I mean, when I say a flurry, it looked like it was fireworks the way those flags are being thrown. At least four, all in the same spot. So hopefully they all saw the same thing. I doubt it was encroachment. Let's see. And we're still waiting for the white hat. See here. Still don't know. Waiting for... Is it encroachment? Oh, no. Nope, it's not encroachment. Can't be.
On first and 10, Paradise ran it up the middle. The back was met hard, and it looked like there was some extracurricular stuff on both sides of the ball once the play was blown dead.
It's a very positive way to say it. Extracurricular. Uh-oh. And now the white hat is warning one of the defensive players for Foothill not to say another word. Clock has stopped at 10:29. Let's get another read out of the way, shall we? Coming up, Oktoberfest on October 13th at Turtle Bay. You and your fellow beer lovers will enjoy a variety of local and regional beers along with delicious food and live music in a fun, relaxed atmosphere. Come dressed in your best Oktoberfest attire. We may... So a personal foul. 57 has just been ejected from Paradise for a personal foul. Who is that? Wow, that is Ezra Gonzalez. The guard is now ejected. So, it's going to go backwards, I believe, for Paradise. We will. Joseph, I got a question for you. If you were trying to win the costume contest at Oktoberfest, what is your best Oktoberfest attire look like? Is that like a kilt?
It would be some denim cut-off bib thing. I feel like that's Oktoberfest attire, right?
Denim?
Get some denim like overalls
jean jacket?
Cut them up high.
It would be lederhosen.
Fluffy thing underneath it.
I think... Probably. Oh, here, good. Socks with sandals. Guaranteed.
At Oktoberfest. Guaranteed. To win the costume contest.
That's a German thing for sure. Second and long. Dropping back to pass, and he's going to be sacked back down by from backwards in the 30. And a long way to go now here on third down and long. Oh, our producer Jared says lederhosen. That's great. I don't know what those are, but that's what they're called.
That's what I was describing.
Right. You didn't say that.
Jared and I just – Jared gets me.
Later, Hosen, that's great. So third down and at least 30 yards, almost right at 30 yards, with under 10 minutes to go. I would have to imagine they're going to have to go to the air here. But it's a toss play out to the right. It's going to be a flea flicker. Throw down the field. Incomplete.
Trevor Rickerson. Trevor Rickerson received the snap. Quickly ran out to his right.
And then it's incomplete, and it's fourth down. Trick play there from Paradise. And now, are they going to punt it? It doesn't look like they are. They're at the 33, which, again, is in that spot, which is a tough spot to kick the field goal and really too close to punts. And now they're going to go for it. Klein takes a snap. He's going to throw. Looking. He's going to throw deep down the field to the left side, just out of reach of his intended target. It was Jacob Weldon, and it is a turnover on downs. And the first turnover of the game for Paradise, and it comes in a huge spot for Paradise, or for Foothill, excuse me. They will take over with a 5-point lead with 9:27 to go. Still a lot of game left. But Foothill appears to have the magic working on their side this evening. First and 10 from the 33. Based on Jared's description of knowing when Lederhosen are, he's definitely going to be at Oktoberfest. First and 10. Three receivers left, just one outright. Gordon in the shotgun, looking to his left, takes the snap. Handoff, he fakes it. Gordon's going to keep it, trying to push his way forward, continues to keep falling forward to the 39, and that's about a 6-yard gain. What seemed like was going to be no gain. Sorry, that's the 38 exactly, so it's going to be second and 5. Second and 5, so positive yardage there. And the Foothill offense has been in rhythm throughout this evening. Second and 5, Gordon talking to his back. Reading the defense, takes the snap again. This is a handoff to Henderson. Henderson breaks through a few arm tackles, and he gets down right near the first down marker at the 44. And I think it's going to be a first down. And it will be. So that the chains will move here. Under 9 minutes to go. And now a late flag. And I think it's the Paradise sideline. Let's see here. Wow. Paradise has been chirping all night. Here's the white hat. Yeah, it's on the Paradise bench. So it was going to be a first down. And we're going to add 15 yards to the end of that run. And now Foothill's going to be in Paradise territory. And it's going to be at the 42-yard line for Foothill. So, Foothill, in great opportunity, you go up two scores here, Joseph. You've got to be feeling good about how this one would end, right?
About 8.5 minutes left in this fourth quarter. If you go up two scores, you're sitting pretty here.
Two receivers each direction for Jaden Gordon, pointing out to his wide out on the left side. Now ready, takes the snap. It's a high snap. Fakes the handoff. He keeps it himself, pushing forward for at least three. And now is taken down inside the 40 at the 39 in Gordon. And he hit the ground hard as he's a little slow to give up. And, uh-oh, he's limping. But he wants to stay on the field. It was forward for about 4 yards, the 38, second and six coming up. Gordon's going to stay in the game. Limping, it looks like it's his right ankle as they are roughing him up as he goes to the ground. Three receivers left for Jaden Gordon in the 4-3. Here comes the blitz. Henderson looking for a hole, doesn't find one. He's stopped at the line. And I think it's going to be for a gain of maybe one. Third down and five coming up.
And this is a big third down here after a couple penalties on the Paradise defense. Advance the Foothill field position. You'd like to see Foothill get something out of it. Like we mentioned, go up two scores and really take command of this game. Foothill took the lead for the first time, going up 40-35.
Third down and five, the biggest play of the game thus far. Fans coming to life here in the fourth, 7 minutes to go. Gordon waiting for his coach to give him the go-ahead to go and take the snap. He does take the snap. Here he throws under pressure, just out of the reach of the wide receiver Jacobson as he laid out. Incomplete, fourth down. Joey Brown, the head coach, is letting time tick off the clock before going for it. But I think Foothill is in the territory where they might need to go for it here. Fourth and five at the 37. And I think they're going to go ahead and go for this. Again, the no man's land of too far to kick the field goal and too short to punt.
Interesting here. Gordon went to run to the sideline to get the play call from head coach Joey Brown, but he's still limping visibly, and he sent his back to go get the play instead.
I would think, I'm not a trainer, but if you would kind of run it off, that would help you get your momentum back. Fourth and six, and I said the last play was the biggest play, and that one precedes this. Gordon rolls out to his right, throws down the field. Did he get his feet in bounds? He didn't. It was intended for Merriman near the sideline. He couldn't get his toes in. It is incomplete. Now the play is blown dead because we have flags back near the line of scrimmage, and it's against the defense. Or at least Foothill says it's against the defense. Let's see. It's a face mask against the defense and a huge break for Foothill, and they'll get an automatic first down. Wow.
Like you said a couple minutes ago, Foothill seems to have some magic on their side here tonight. A big penalty there on fourth down to save a turnover. Ends up getting Foothill a first down and 15 yards closer to extending their lead two scores.
40-35. 6:40 to go. Ball at the 22-yard line, first and 10 for the Cougars. A touchdown here might push this game out of reach. Gordon takes the snap. Again, here comes the blitz. Hand off to Henderson. Henderson trying to crawl his way forward with a couple guys wrapped around his waist. He does get inside the 20 to the 18 for a 4-yard gain and second down and six. And every play at this point becomes huge. A Foothill team 2 weeks ago before last Friday's game was in desperate need of momentum, and it appears after last week's comeback win and an outstanding performance thus far in this game that they have found it. 6 minutes to go in the fourth. Second down and seven. Gordon letting the time wind down. Takes the snap. Hands to Henderson. Nope, he's going to keep it himself. Pushing forward right near the 20-yard line, and Paradise is getting feisty when Gordon goes to the ground. Now it's third down and about five. And now I think they are in field goal range at the 18. 5.5 to go. Paradise with three timeouts. Foothill with two. Trips bunch on the right side of the field for Foothill, moving to our left here in this fourth quarter. The 4-3 defensive set for Paradise. Takes a snap. Gordon, handoff. Henderson trying to find his way for a first down. He's pushed forward. It's going to be close to the 12, to the 12-yard line, and it is fourth down. And it's remarkably close. They don't bring out the chains. It's going to be at the 13, not the 12.
And they're going to call this fourth down.
Fourth and one. Decision time for Joey Brown. You go for it here, and you get it. It's a huge break, but if you kick the field goal, you do go up 8 points, which is a touchdown and a two-point conversion lead. 4:30 to go. They're going to go for it. Two receivers each direction. Paradise showing blitz. Do they get the defense to jump? They didn't, and they did. A hard count on the snap, and another flag in the favor of Foothill as the blitz was coming. The linebacker jumped, and it's going to be a five-yard penalty. See, that's what encroachment is. Not a neutral zone infraction on that time. So a first down, and now it's first and goal inside the 10. 4:30 to go, and again, break after break coming in Foothill's way, but I think that is mainly because their execution has been brilliant down the stretch.
And right there, that penalty was pure strategy by Foothill, yep. Breaking out the hard count, getting that defensive lineman to jump.
Foothill letting the time wind down. Gordon comes back in, takes the snap, fakes the handoff. He's going to keep it himself, pushes forward to around the 5 for about a 3-yard gain, and second and goal from the, I think the 5, maybe the 5.5-yard line coming up. Jam-packed stadium here tonight at Foothill High School here in Palo Cedro. What has been a gorgeous night, an entertaining night, a high-scoring night. 75 points combined between these two teams. And with 3.5 minutes remaining, Foothill trying to put this one out of reach. Gordon, the snap. He's going to keep it himself, pushing forward, spins his way, and he's just short of the first down, of the touchdown. And it'll be third down and goal from the 1. Three minutes to go. Gordon's going to come to the sideline here and let the time tick. Getting the play call they want. Might even be a good spot to take a timeout here. However, you don't score here. You could need those timeouts. Foothill has 2, Paradise with 3. Now at 2:45 remaining. These Cougars fans itching for a touchdown. And we will have a timeout. 2:35 to go. Good finish up and coming. A huge third and goal from the 1 coming up when we come back. The Cougars lead by 5, 40-35 here on KCNR 1460.
I'm Don Burton. I'm here with Bruce Blake, owner of Powerhouse Solar.
And Sue Blake.
We're at the beautiful Cottonwood Community Library, where you just finished up a job. They have solar now. What's it mean to them?
Well, Don, this compact 6-kilowatt system will offset the Cottonwood Community Library's entire electric bill. This is due to the efficient design and the quality of the SunPower panels, which are rated as the best solar panels on the market.
And the all-black panels present a beautifully clean look on their roof.
The SunPower panels can also be installed as a ground rack or a pole mount system.
How do you know which type of system is best for you?
Visit our showroom and design center today at 4616 Caterpillar Road in Reading,
where one of our solar design experts will sit down with you and present all of the available options and design a system specific to your energy needs.
And Powerhouse Solar can save you money on your home as well. Call Powerhouse Solar today at 275-5600.
And let us get the power of the sun working for your home or business.
You're listening to High School Football on KCNR AM 1460.
2:35 to go. Everybody on the edge of their seat. Joseph and I have spent most of the game sitting. We are now out of our seats in excitement for the finish of this one. Two receivers in each direction. Third and goal from the 1. Goal line stand. It's a high snap for Gordon. He somehow corrals it. Rolling out to his right. He's taken down in the backfield. Oh, that could have been a disaster on the high snap. But Gordon reaches up with his right hand to just bring it in. It is fourth down and goal. And now a timeout, I believe, is going to be called. They're blowing this dead. It's going to be on. They haven't said who it's going to be on. Paradise is going to take the timeout here to stop the clock. 2:23 to go. Fourth and goal from the 8. You've got to think they're probably going to kick the field goal here to be safe. We'll find out when we come back here on KCNR 1460.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. I thought it would be fun to have you hear from some of our residents what life is like here at River Commons. I asked Jean, Rosalie, Gordon, and Sherry to share their thoughts.
Living here at River Commons is something I never even imagined or dreamed of. It's sort of like being on a vacation where you don't have to worry about doing anything and you have people taking care of you, looking out for you. The food is like being on a cruise ship, as my daughter puts it.
Home. It feels homey to me. Only better. I don't have to cook. I don't have to clean.
Been here 8 years. It's been fantastic. I've enjoyed every minute of it.
This is my home. The parties and the activities are great. I love living here. I wouldn't live anyplace else.
Call today and schedule a tour or lunch in a tour and see for yourself why our residents love living here at River Commons. Call 221-2121 or on the web at river-commons.com.
North State High School football comes your way on KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
A 28-yard field goal attempt is blocked by Paradise, and the Bobcats recover at the 24-yard line. And now things just got incredibly interesting.
That's a tremendous defensive play there. Able to get up and get a hand on that kick, potentially saving the game
yes,
for this Paradise
but
team.
You and I talked about it at that commercial break. You have to kick there.
You have to. You have to solidify
the right
your one-score lead. Go up 8 points. Make Paradise go, score a touchdown, and convert a two-point conversion.
Paradise does have two timeouts left. 2:17 to go. 40-35. Here's a rush up the middle. It's Wiggins looking for room. He gets forward for about four, staying on his feet. Push forward to the 30. And a six-yard run. And second and four coming up. The clock is going to wind under 2 minutes. It looks like Paradise is going to go to the no huddle. 2 minutes to go exactly. They will, in fact, huddle. Quickly rushing in. Second and four from the 30. Klein looking over now, talking to his outside back. He turns and hands it to him. It's Weldon who gets to the outside, but only gets forward for 2 yards. And Foothills defense coming up big here late in this game. 1:40 to go.
And we can't express enough how instrumental that defensive play is, able to get a hand on that kick, prevent 3 points from going up on the Foothill sideline. That is a huge defensive play.
Third and three. And the defense jumped. They sent a man in motion. The outside linebacker, Justice Perry for Foothill, will be calling the encroachment penalty. It'll be an automatic first down. And the clock will stop at 1:29.
About a minute and a half left in this game. Both sidelines are hyped. Paradise immediately got energized when they made that defensive play. Paradise sideline. Many people are on their feet, just like Connor and I here.
40-35. Klein takes a snap. He's going to drop back to throw. And the throw down the field is going to be caught. It's down the sideline. And Gordon is going to make the tackle at the 17. Jacob Weldon makes the catch and goes near inside the 20. There were flags down back near the line of scrimmage because the linebacker for Foothill thought it was a rush play, was trying to break the block, and it was actually a receiver going out to run around. That's where the flag was. And I think that penalty will be declined. And now Paradise just found out where the flag was, and they are going nuts on the sideline. A minute and 11 remaining. Paradise with two timeouts. Yeah, the penalty, it's a holding on the defense and the penalty's declined. Minute 11, two timeouts for Paradise, one for Foothill. And now if you're the Cougars, you kind of got to be thinking about what happens if you get the ball back here. Defense chance now coming to life here at Foothill High School. Paradise coming to the line. Klein under center. Takes the snap, hands it off. Wiggins looking up the middle, pushing forward. Inside the 10 to the 6. And it's first and goal.
And we've said it multiple times tonight. Wiggins met a couple yards ahead of the line of scrimmage by multiple Foothill defenders, just unable to bring him to the ground. Wiggins has proved to be so difficult to bring to the ground tonight. And we see it come to play on a crucial run.
1 minute to go, and we're going to have a timeout taken by the defense. So Foothill burns their last timeout. 1 minute and 1 second remaining. first and goal from the 7-yard line when we come back here on KCNR 1460.
This is Carl on the Bot, and there's only one place you will find a new Sleep Number dual temp layer bed. That's right, Sleep Number in Reading. Be sure to go in and see them in a Target shopping center next to the Vitamin Shoppe. My Sleep Number is 40, and I feel great.
Right now they're making room, so go in and receive huge savings on all Sleep Number memory foam and I-Series bed sets. My Sleep Number is 55. Go find yours today. Sleep Number in the Target Center next to the Vitamin Shoppe.
Hi, this is Connor Sutton. Join me Saturday mornings from 8 to 9 a.m. for my all-new sports show where I discuss local, regional, and even national stories, as well as bring on guests with incredible sports knowledge. So join us Saturday mornings from 8 to 9 a.m. for Sports Talk with Connor Sutton, the only local sports show in Reading.
North State High School Football comes your way on KCNR, Shasta, Reading.
Klein on the outside run. He has a couple tackles in front of him. He's in. Touchdown. And Paradise has taken the lead here in the fourth quarter. No flags. And the Bobcats have the one-point lead with 56 seconds remaining. A great play call from the coaching staff of the Paradise High School led by Rick Prince. And the Bobcats have come back and lead by one.
Great play call there out of a timeout.
I would have to imagine you're going to go for two here. Paradise is going to take the timeout, I think. Wow. Timeout, Paradise. What a unfortunate ending to this game for Foothill, although this game's not over just yet. They do not have any timeouts left. But if they can get into field goal range quickly, spike it, kick the field goal, they do have a chance to tie it and send it to OT.
I mean, we expect Paradise here to go for two, go up by 3 points, and force a tie with a field goal as opposed to a win. If they were to go for one, they would only be up two. A three-point field goal would give Foothill the victory. So we'll see what happens on this two-point conversion. But less than a minute ago, Foothill was knocking on the door, and we were just about ready to say, if they go up two scores, this game is going their way. And a quick turn of events, great defensive play, some great play calling from the Paradise head coach and coaching staff. And with a little under a minute to go, this is a completely different game than
I was really shocked that Foothill called a timeout on the defensive side of the football, because I think at that point you got to start thinking, well, if we get the ball back, we got to be able to have as much timeouts as you can. You burn that last timeout. Now they won't have it as they go back on offense trying to tie this game or take the lead. So Paradise will come out of the timeout looking to convert the two-point conversion. 56 seconds remaining. 41-40. Klein under center. Takes the snap, turns and hand it off Wiggins. And he is, let's see, he's in. Three-point, or the two-point conversion. And they're up by three. 43-40. Wow.
And the Paradise sideline and players on the field are energized, completely energized. They're
for good reason, too.
Going crazy. About a minute ago, they probably just as much as we were thinking this game was going a totally different direction.
Nothing more dramatic than sports. 43-40. You never know what's going to happen, and that has been the case again tonight. And Foothill is upset. But the game is not over. I mean,
Foothill in a situation where they only have one timeout. 56 seconds is plenty of football.
Absolutely. So Paradise is going to kick this away. Can the Cougars pull off what would be a little bit of a miracle here in this fourth quarter, trailing by three after giving up the lead?
I think it's interesting to note here that Foothill has seen explosive offense at the feet of Gordon. He went up, hobbled a little bit earlier in this fourth quarter. Foothill can surely use a timely, explosive play downfield by their quarterback here.
Here's the kick. It's going to squib. Bounces to the 35, taken in by Foothill, and now gets down at the 36. So that's where the Cougars will take over. Only 4 seconds ticked off. And let's see what this offense can do. Jaden Gordon gets the play call from head coach Joey Brown. They're trying to improve to 3-2, but they got to score some points here with less than a minute remaining. 43-40, Paradise to the lead, ball at the 41. Check that. Yes, 41. Shotgun set, two receivers each direction. Paradise fans, here's a low snap. Gordon is going to be taken down for a sack. A low snap, he couldn't recover. And it's going to be second down and about 16. Gordon, he's under center. They're going to spike it, I think, here. He does. Clock stops at 33 seconds.
It's interesting to note here, as Foothill keeps getting pushed back, where they have to reach on the field to truly be in field goal territory.
That's
we've seen their
point.
Kicker miss a PAT and get blocked on about a 28-yard attempt. So we haven't seen much success from Foothill's kicking unit. It's interesting to think where they have to get on the field to potentially tie this game up.
Third and about 16. Gordon takes the shotgun set. Here comes the blitz. Evading it. Looks down the right side. He's got room to run in front of him. Pulls it down. He's going to keep running on the left side. He's going to get to the 50. Get to the 45. He's going to go out of bounds at the 46. A first down. The clock stops at 24. So you're saying there's a chance, Joseph. And now we know how big of an arm Gordon has. They are in range of the end zone. And maybe if they get a couple more plays off, have an opportunity, as this game is not over just yet.
And just the IQ on that play displayed by the senior quarterback, not only able to get the first down, but able to get outside and stop the clock with 24 seconds.
Takes the snap, dropping back the pass, looking. He's going to have to keep it himself again. Trying to get outside. He throws it, and it's incomplete. And now a flag. He was going to the ground through it because he knew, but a late flag, and let's see here. This could determine the game. Let's see. It is intentional grounding. It's only a 5-yard penalty.
And
it's a smart play because 5-yard penalty is not a whole lot in this situation. It's better than the clock continuing to run. It's at 16. So a good play there from Jaden Gordon. The safeties are playing back near the 30-yard line. 16 seconds to go. Second down at 15. He's going to throw down the field. It was tipped from behind. It's incomplete. Almost picked off. 10 seconds. And Gordon is not getting much time in the pocket. They might have to run a rollout play just to give him enough time to throw. 10 seconds, and you got to think this is going to be the shot to the end zone. Because if they stay in bounds on this next play, it's going to be essentially over. Third down and 15. Snap, Gordon drops back, throws to the right side, incomplete. 5 seconds. Almost picked off again. Gordon now going to come to the sideline here. It's fourth down. There's 5 seconds remaining. And this is 100% the last chance.
One play for the game. One play to win it all right here.
Gets the play call. You got to think Gordon is not getting enough time to where he can throw it to the end zone. So he's going to have to roll out to his right, you would think.
55 yards to go. It's unlikely we see Gordon keep it for a touchdown.
Right. No, he's definitely throwing. Three receivers right. Gordon dropping back. Stepping up in the pocket. Throws down the field. The left side. It's incomplete. It was out of bounds. And that's going to do it. Paradise pulls off the comeback win as they storm the field in excitement. A 43-40 win. What a finish this was on a high-scoring affair. But the Bobcats are going to improve to 3-1. Foothill's going to fall to 2-3 and 0-1 in league play. We will talk more about this game and have our players of the game coming up. We'll take a break here on KCNR 1460.
just received news that Chlorina and Sludge have been captured for impersonating spring water. Let's now go to our field reporter, Olza Wett.
Once again, Bob the Drop saves the world from fake water and... Oh, here's Bob now. Bob, do you have anything to say?
Well, Chlorina and Sludge from Capopolis are the worst. Why would you want wannabe water when you can have the best-tasting water delivered right to your door? Anyone can get Mount Shasta spring water if they call us at 1-800-922-6227.
Pure and simple. Naturally, the best. Mount Shasta spring water.
You know, this time of year in Shasta County, the need to heat your home is probably the last thing on your mind, right? Well, my friend SSD Oil says this is the ideal time to trade in your old monitor heater on a spanking new Toyotomi and save yourself up to $250. Your qualifying model monitor heater earns you a huge allowance on a Toyo stove that will keep you warm and cozy all winter long. This deal is as hot as a running sidewalk in summer. SSD Oil, 241-1167, 241-1167.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Redding Yellow Cab and they'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Redding Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county no matter the hour. Call Redding Yellow Cab and they'll do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call them at 222-1234.
Get ready to laugh because Riverfront Playhouse is bringing you a show about a normal guy who has a ton of everyday problems that everyone can relate to. Hilarity will ensue as Jasper navigates from mundane career obstacles, awkward romantic encounters, right down to the daily commute. Riverfront Playhouse is proud to present Somewhere in Between, written by Craig Pospisil, directed by Chris Gomez. Tickets at riverfrontplayhouse.net or at Enjoy the Store on Placer Street in Reading. Showtimes Friday and Saturday, 7:30, Sunday matinees at 2, September 22nd through October 13th. Mature themes and language, so viewer discretion is advised.
You're listening to High School Football on KCNR AM 1460.
43-40, our final score. Paradise with a comeback victory over Foothill. They'll improve to 3-1, 1-0 in league play. But, Joseph, what an outstanding game it was tonight. The closest game that I've seen in the area. A lot of offense, which is a lot more fun for us, and some dramatics at the end. So you couldn't ask for anything more.
You got to love a game where in the second half it's all one team. Until right down to when it truly matters. In the last 2 minutes, we really saw this Paradise team come together and explosively take this game out of the hands of Foothill.
And they stepped up big time on the offensive end at the end of the game. A couple key timeouts by the coaching staff, able to set up the right play they wanted to score the touchdown that gave them the lead. So outstanding play from both these teams because neither team shied away from any sort of opposing attack or defense. So now it's time. Let's do our picks of the game. You want to go first?
We heard it all night long. Paradise was running the ball tremendously well. They had a duo attack, Wiggins and Weldon. Wiggins was pounding the ball at the inside, and Weldon was quick with those outside cutoffs. Personally, I would go with Jacob Weldon for my pick of the game. I think he had more explosive plays to the outside. Wiggins was more that nitty-gritty, I'm going to get 5 yards every time I run the ball up the middle type of guy. But Weldon, we really saw explosive plays. We saw him be instrumental on the defensive side of the ball as well. So for me, it's got to be number 17, Jacob Weldon.
All right, that's a good pick. I'm going to go to the other side of the football, or the other team. For Foothill, of course, Jaden Gordon, who we've been talking about all night, had 5 touchdowns on the ground. And a couple of those were absolutely outstanding, just dodging tackles all night, just couldn't get enough magic at the end of the game, and could not pull off the victory. But kudos to him again, 5 rushing touchdowns, and he's got to be one of the best players in the area because of his ability to do both throw the ball and rush and scramble. So
you're
he's
exactly
my pick
right.
of the game.
Very impressive game today from Gordon.
And we saw him play well last week as well. So he's been playing well. And as league play continues, he's going to be instrumental for this team. All right. For Joseph Van Dyke, my producer, Jared King, back in the studio. And from all of us here at KCNR 1460, we say so long. Our final score, Paradise. Picking up the win over Foothill, 43-40. Good night, everybody.
journalism business and the Democrat Party, filled with people who couldn't get a date in high school and couldn't throw a football, who were unathletic and weak and flimsy and unattractive to the opposite sex. And then they went into journalism and Democrat politics, and they're taking their bitterness out on the rest of the world for the rest of their miserable, wretched lives. And the Duke lacrosse team, they were perfect for the Democrats and the media, but I repeat myself, they were strapping, handsome, athletic young men who came from well-to-do families through no fault of their own, who ended up at Duke playing on the lacrosse team. And God forbid they had an exotic dancer, one that Bill Clinton, I think, had never met, come to a party, and then she falsely accused members of the Duke lacrosse team of all kinds of terrible sexual misconduct. Later on, it was learned that it was all false, that it was completely fabricated, untrue, all of it. But the news media didn't spend a lot of time apologizing for the lynch mob that they had formed, and they strung up these young men. What was it, four guys or five guys? And they were all squared away, nice guys, regular people. They got completely screwed. Duke, I think, kicked them out of school, didn't they? Then they kick them all out of school. And the professors lined up against them when they bought, with their own measly salaries, they bought a full-page ad in a major newspaper to attack these young men, who, of course, were completely vindicated later on. But the sliming of these people by these hate-filled, bitter, racist, sexist lefties, and that sounds like it's a lot of hooey, but it's not. I played all the audio yesterday of this anti-white stuff. I've got more of it today because they continue with the anti-white stuff because they're racist, and even the white ones are racist. They're self-loathing wipers is what the left has done to normal people that were once normal. You got this idiot Democrat congressman who's like 75 years old who's complaining about the old white men on the Senate Judiciary Committee while there's spittle running down his chin. I mean, are you kidding me? And he's one of the whitest guys. These people are outrageous. And this is not new. This is what they do. And, of course, there's the Judge Bork hearing where the Democrats borked him. That's a verb, as I mentioned yesterday, in Washington, D.C. now. The Clarence Thomas hearings where they had the jack-in-the-box Anita Hill, who's still a hero of the revolution. But there was never any corroborating evidence, and I think his worst crime was he made a joke about a pube on a Pepsi can or something like that and mentioned that he had seen an X-rated movie somewhere and there was a star in that movie. And those were his crimes, if I remember correctly. What a terrible, terrible man. But they smeared one of the leading black jurists in the history of the United States of America, the party of the Klan did, and the party of Jim Crow did that. Speaking of which, Beto O'Rourke, maybe it should be Beto O'Rourke. He's jumping centuries back in time. I got two stories on him today. One of them, both of them, he's a racist. All right, he's just a racist because he's a Democrat. And both of the stories, he's talking cotton gins to the black guy, just amazing stuff. And he's accusing the police of being the new Jim Crow, just to give you a little sample of all of that. And I'm going to get into all this stuff, and I want to hear from you on this today, too. Also, there was a mass murder in Maryland yesterday, and the Democrats think that it is a woman went into a place of work in Aberdeen, Maryland, and murdered three people, shot and wounded three additional people, and then murdered herself, shooting herself in the head. She's dead. The news media is kind of excited because it was a female mass killer, and they think that that's a great leap forward for feminism, I think. Kind of like Al-Qaeda using female suicide bombers. Now, the front page above the fold picture in the Washington Post, full color, above the story is of three ATF agents, and the one in the center is a female ATF agent with her body armor tunic on and the armored helmet, and she's got an M4. They have their M4 rifles, and that looks like everything's over with when they got there. But they wanted the female agent in the picture because the headline is, "Female shooter kills self and three others at Maryland warehouse." Now, I don't think self should come first, but that's me. That's a style thing. It turns out that the murderer in this case, the mass murderer, because murdering three is considered to be mass murder, the mass murderer is also another victory for the left, a transgender person who grew up, was born and grew up as a woman and was apparently undergoing the process of turning into a man. And the, I believe, 26-year-old Snochia Mosley, Snochia is her name, Mosley is the murderer here. And Snochia is, she's dead now, African-American and a transgender, and murdered three people and wounded three others. I haven't seen anything yet as to whether this might be a hate crime, because, you know, that's a one-way street, that whole hate crime thing. So the news media is not asking the question as to whether it's a hate crime. But this is the news media coverage is the most important part of this, and that is that they see it as some kind of a feminist coup, that there is a female mass murder, which hasn't happened, by the way, in several months. It's been months since we had another female mass murder. But the Washington Post is very excited to break down the numbers for you, and it turns out that most mass murderers are men. You'll be shocked to learn. However, this was a woman transitioning to becoming a man, so that maybe taking male hormone treatments, and that might be what did it, because, as we all know, men are the problem. She might have been transitioning to become a white man, and then that would explain everything, because we all know how bad they are. Yeah, so a little bit of that, a little bit of... Oh, also the death threats making their ways around. You know, the news media, very, very concerned about death threats being received by Dr. Ford. Dr. Ford. And very, very concerned about that. And she had to move, and she's got a GoFundMe page, and hundreds of thousands of dollars have been shoveled in her direction by good-hearted liberals who want to destroy the republic, and will just have to settle for sending money to Dr. Ford for the time being. And they're funneling money at her. But the news media couldn't care less about the death threats that have been leveled against Judge Brett Kavanaugh, the email threats against Judge Kavanaugh's wife, Ashley Kavanaugh, the email and other threats against Senator Susan Collins from the violent, hate-filled left, and the giant cardboard cutout of male genitalia with an obscenity written on it delivered to her Senate office by another, apparently, Democrat who respects women. I think that's what the line is that I read in the Washington Post and I see on CNN every day. So the death threats are flying in all directions, but they're only being covered in one direction, and that is how it affects Dr. Ford and the Democrats. If Ashley Kavanaugh receives obscene emails with C words and B words and F words and threats against her children and her husband and all kinds of wild accusations that conform with what Democrat members of Congress are saying, now the news media isn't really bothered by that at all, because she deserves it, you see, and he deserves it, and all of this good stuff. It's amazing. I have some stuff to say about Hollywood today too. Now, with all of that in mind, we're all sick and tired of the D.C. swamp, aren't we? Swamp! We're all sick and tired of Nanny Pelosi's little poodle politicians going around on leashes, forever sabotaging President Trump's bold America First agenda. And that's not going to change much if we get another establishment rhino as the next Speaker of the House. We need a Speaker of the House that will stand up to Chuck Schumer's obstructionist Democrats and force the Republicans in the House to do what we sent them here to do, and what they promised to do when we sent them here to do it. Well, FreedomWorks supports Representative Jim Jordan for the next Speaker of the House. If you agree that Jim Jordan should be the next Speaker of the House, please join my friends over at FreedomWorks on Wednesday, September 26th, for their Rally for the Republic event in Washington, D.C. To RSVP or for more information, please go to rallyfortherepublic.org. At the rally, conservative champions like Senator Rand Paul, House Freedom Caucus Chairman, Representative Mark Meadows, economist Stephen Moore, Andrew Wilkow, and the future Speaker of the House, Jim Jordan, will all be there, and you need to be there too. Please go to rallyfortherepublic.org and RSVP right now. That's French. That's rallyfortherepublic.org. Yeah, great stuff. And this Hollywood, I was noodling about these Hollywood people and their little MoveOn.org video that I played yesterday. I got a couple more thoughts on that as well. Also, Kavanaugh's accuser was part of Wild Nightlife. That's a headline. It's not in the Dr. Evil Post, however. We're at 888-630-9625.
There's only one Chris Plant, The Chris Plant Show.
Geico presents unhelpful home improvement how-tos.
An overflowing toilet can wreak havoc on your home. So today, I'll show you how to avoid a flood by installing the toilet in your bathtub. All you need is a plumber's wrench and a hose clamp. This easy modification not only stops flooding, it also cuts down on morning prep time.
You could try to protect your home with a tub toilet, or you could get covered for personal property damage through the Geico Insurance Agency. Call Geico and see how affordable homeowners insurance can be.
I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's premier home purchase lender. We've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates. Our exclusive Rate Shield approval. First, we lock your interest rate for up to 90 days. Then, if rates go up, your rate stays locked. But if rates go down, your rate drops. Either way, you win. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed-rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply.
I used to leave voicemails for myself because the only one I could trust to get something done right was me.
Hey, you, it's me. Remember to order safety goggles and grab some milk on your way home.
But now I use Grainger. Grainger's got the technical support you'd expect from America's number one source for industrial-grade supplies. They're in the business of helping my business, so no more talking to myself. Now, I talk to Grainger, because when it comes to keeping your business running, Grainger's got your back. Call or click Grainger.com to see for yourself. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Dr. Bob Arnott for SalonPos.
I'm training for the world's most grueling paddleboard race. 32 miles of open ocean, high winds, and surf. Naturally, I get a lot of muscle pain. 50 years in medicine has taught me what to look for in a pain reliever. Powerful, targeted, non-addictive, and available without a prescription. I found it in SalonPos Lidocaine Plus. It has two powerful anesthetics that numb nerves right where it hurts. SalonPos gives me relief.
The national debt is now over $20 trillion. What happens next? Rising inflation drops in the dollar's value. Some experts say another crash is coming. You can fight this, not with stocks or bonds, but with gold and silver coins in an IRA from Augusta Precious Metals. Call 855-858-5807 and learn how an IRA backed by physical gold and silver can hedge against inflation. Call Augusta Precious Metals right now at 855-858-5807 and get a free gold IRA guide. Call 855-858-5807.
Flintstones, meet the Flintstones, and the Montessori family.
No matter how modern your family might be, if you're pedaling around bedrock in a gas engine vehicle, you're living in the past.
Meet George Jetson.
The era of the electric vehicle has arrived. With instant acceleration, electric cars are more fun to drive and more affordable than ever. Electric cars are here. Plug in to the present. Learn more at plugintothepresent.com. Sponsored by Volkswagen Group of America.
If you have hard water, the Limescale not only leaves white spots, it clogs pipes and breaks down appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars in energy and wear. Eliminate Limescale and other water issues like brown staining, bad odors, and lead with HydroCare water products available from Wave Home Solutions. Wave's affordable systems don't use salts or chemicals. You'll love the way your water tastes, smells, and looks. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, go to goodclearwater.com. That's goodclearwater.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Call 800-523-3493. That's 800-523-3493. Again, 800-523-3493.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS? You may qualify for the Fresh Start program. Civic Tax Relief can give you free information on how the program works. Their professionals have over 25 years of experience negotiating with the IRS. They know the proper steps to save you the most amount of money. They will negotiate your tax debt and protect you from bank levies or wage garnishments. Call for your free Fresh Start information now. 800-955-8408. That's 800-955-8408. 800-955-8408.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Joan London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. It's a free service, and we've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad. There's a place for answers, A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-379-1174. That's 1-800-379-1174.
Hey, Harvard University, perhaps you've heard of them. It's a school that once had a pretty good reputation. Harvard University will be honoring Colin Kaepernick for his fine work because Harvard and Colin Kaepernick are pretty much in the same place.
Oh, sure. He went to Harvard.
Well, actually, he went to the University of Nevada at Reno, but Harvard University will be honoring Colin Kaepernick. Colin Kaepernick will join the likes of numerous African-American icons as he... That's a poorly written sentence on USA Today by Michael Singer. He will join the likes of numerous African-American icons as he will receive Harvard's highest honor in African and African-American studies. Is he studying African-American at Harvard University? The university announced on Thursday, Kaepernick, along with seven others, including comedian Dave Chappelle, I like Dave Chappelle, will receive the W.E.B. Du Bois Medal in recognition of their contributions to African and African-American culture. What have they done for African culture? And the life of the mind. The life of the mind. Kehinde Wiley, the artist who painted Barack Obama's official portrait, will also be among the recipients. The October ceremony. Past awards include Muhammad Ali and Maya Angelou. It's the Black Award they've got at Harvard. They don't, very few black people go to school there, but they have an award. They'll invite you over for lunch.
This is the Chris Plant Show.
Tell your boss and your mom that you're busy on September 29th because you're going to the Red Sun Festival to rock out while helping car fire relief. It's a full-volume rock fest on the Reading Civic Auditorium lawn with Floater, Lit, Candlebox, and headliners AWOL Nation. $5 from every ticket, all the festival's net proceeds, plus donations from the bands, are going to car fire relief efforts. Check out RedSunFestival.com. It's four rock acts in one day with plenty of bars, food trucks, and vendors. Every ticket matters. If the festival sells out, that's $250,000 for car fire relief. It's rock all day Saturday, September 29th, and country on Sunday, September 30th. Grab tickets at RedSunFestival.com or the Reading Civic Auditorium box office. Sponsored in part by Dutch Bros, 10 Barrel Brewing Company, and Budweiser.
Hi, this is Connor Sutton. Join me Saturday mornings from 8 to 9 a.m. for my all-new sports show where I discuss local, regional, and even national stories, as well as bring on guests with incredible sports knowledge. So join us Saturday mornings from 8 to 9 a.m. for Sports Talk with Connor Sutton, the only local sports show in Reading.
Yeah.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that, with proper care and just a little discipline, should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert, like Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
Ready to make more money, break more ground, and achieve more of your life's goals? With free tuition at Shasta College, now is your chance to get more out of life. We all know that education is the key to a bigger paycheck and a brighter future, and Shasta College is committed to providing the best in affordable, accessible higher education that opens more doors. Whether you're looking to transfer to a bachelor's degree program, complete a professional degree, or secure a certification in a high-demand field, there's never been a better time to start demanding more. Shasta College grads are building more businesses, saving more lives, and attending more four-year universities. And with more programs and classes to choose from, what more could you ask for? Well, since you asked, if you're a first-time, full-time student, the Shasta Promise Program will cover your entire tuition for the first year. That's right, your Shasta College tuition is free. A new semester starts soon. Enroll now before the class time you want is gone. Start getting more out of your future today. Visit shastacollege.edu/apply or call 530-242-7500 to enroll now. Shasta College, more possibilities.
Hey, you getting hungry?
Yeah, hungry as a bear.
Oh, yes, the eternal question. What's for lunch?
Fast food?
Nah, I want something that didn't come in a bag.
Someplace fancy.
No, I want a place that has a down-home atmosphere, serves good portions, and has consistently good food.
My friend, you just described Black Bear Diner. They started just up the road in Mount Shasta. They have carried that feeling of home-cooked meals at a great price to more than 100 locations.
They're on Hilltop Drive in Redding. What's that?
It's time to feed the inner bear.
Black Bear Diner.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Kimberly and Michael are getting married. When they made their wedding plans, they chose a donation to a charity rather than receiving gifts. Pals Fund at Haven Humane helps with the adoption fee if you lack the funds to adopt an older companion that desperately needs a home and has lots of love yet to give. Pals Fund honors the memory of my amazing deaf Dalmatian that provided me love and companionship until his passing over 12 years ago. Thanks to all of you who have supported this fund over the years, and a special thanks to Kim and Mike for caring about our furry homeless friends.
President Trump is now tweeting about Dr. Ford, I believe, for the first time since all of this started. And I'll get to those in just a moment. Yeah, Colin Kaepernick, big award at Harvard for Colin Kaepernick. They like the cut of his jib. He seems really anti-American, and so do they. He seems anti-flag, and so do they. He seems very unpatriotic, and so do they. He likes to play the race card all over the place, and so do they. He likes fake statistics, and so do they. You know, they came up with a study on the number of people killed in Hurricane Maria in Puerto Rico, and their range, they came up with a range. It was between 800, now the official count was 64 people killed. The range that Harvard came up with by their methodology was between 800 killed and 8,500 killed. So they settled on a number in the middle. It was 4,500 something or other. And it was really a math game that they played. Children could play it at home with crayons, and they came to a number. So they're not real good with statistics either. They make up a lot of stuff, And I just marvel. This is a cabal on the left of, they all know where they stand. They're all in agreement, and they're fundamentally unpatriotic, anti-patriotic, anti-American, anti-flag, all of that good stuff. And Colin Kaepernick's attorney has also suggested that the Raiders and the Patriots might be in discussions with Colin Kaepernick about coming back for another failed season before he fades into the recesses of American sports history. I'd like it if he would do that sooner rather than later. I don't find him to be charming at all. He mumbles, he's surly and taciturn. He seems to lack charm and social skills. I don't see that there's a lot to like about him. The left likes him because he's fundamentally unpatriotic and anti-American, and so are they. That's why they like this whole Dr. Ford thing. She is one car in the demolition derby that is modern American politics. And the Hollywood thing. I need to get to the Hollywood thing as well. Couple of items. Let me get right now to President Trump's tweets, and then to the story on the front page of the Washington Times about the wild nightlife of Brett Kavanaugh's accuser, all caused, no doubt, by this incident when she was a teen. But President Trump decided to jump in on Twitter, and it has been remarkable that he has been as restrained as he has for this long. I have appreciated that restraint, to tell you the God's honest truth. But the president weighed in this morning, less than an hour ago, with a couple of tweets. Judge Brett Kavanaugh is a fine man with an impeccable reputation who is under assault by radical left-wing politicians who don't want to know the answers. They just want to destroy and delay. All of that is 100% true. I would agree 100% with that. Facts don't matter. That's true, 100% true. I go through this with them every single day in D.C., that's true, too. All of that is verifiably true. Zero Pinocchios for all of that. The second tweet, President Trump, about, well, less than a half an hour ago. I have no doubt if the attack on Dr. Ford was as bad as she says, charges would have been immediately filed with the local law enforcement authorities by either her or her loving parents. I ask that she bring those filings forward so that we can learn date, time, and place. Now, the president knows that no such police report was filed. He knows that there are no police records because she didn't file them. And you think maybe she'd tell the loving parents about the traumatic episode. Maybe the parents would have some recollection of this traumatic event in her life that forever altered the trajectory of this very young 15-year-old girl's life. And brought it out in a different place than it would have otherwise, perhaps. But there it is, President Trump throwing that one out there. It was political. It will be assailed and attacked by the clowns at NBC and CNN and the Dr. Evil Post. In fact, I'm sure it's already under attack by the usual suspects. Because that's what they do, and this is what they wait for, and they're on the team. You know, they're on the... They're on the Democrat Party team. They're on the Feinstein team. They're on the Ford team. They're not on Team Kavanaugh. And I'll get to the vile threats against Brett Kavanaugh's wife and the threats against Brett Kavanaugh as well, which the news media could care less about because, it's not like James Hodgkinson's going to come along again. He was already shot to death by the police. But who knows? There might be another Rachel Maddow fan out there. That's another thing I was reading up on yesterday. You know, James Hodgkinson, the guy that shot Congressman Steve Scalise and tried to murder as many Republican members of Congress as he could in an attempted mass political assassination that the news media really doesn't have any interest in. They don't have any interest in that one either. He was a big Rachel Maddow fan, big online fan of Rachel Maddow. And another note I made to myself yesterday, and I've talked about it every day since Monday, I think, the fact that Dr. Ford erased her online presence before going public with any of this is revealing. I think the timeline of this whole thing is revealing. I think the slow roll, it's revealing, it's informative, whatever word might work with you. You learn from these breadcrumbs that we've been accumulating along the way here, and the fact that she had spoken to the Post before going public, that she went to a local congresswoman who went to Senator Feinstein, that Feinstein sat on the document until after she met with him personally and never brought it up. She was in the hearing room for the grilling of Judge Kavanaugh and never brought it up. We don't know whether she brought it to the attention of other Democrats or not, because they've been keeping it a secret. They won't turn an unredacted copy of the letter over to the Republicans in the Senate Judiciary Committee, on the Senate Judiciary Committee, which is another red flag that they're up to some sort of chicanery here. There are a lot of red flags along the way. The fact that she doesn't know what year it was, that she doesn't know what town it was. She doesn't know whose house it was. These are memories that most women who have undergone traumatic events along these lines will tell you. These are details that are emblazoned upon their memories permanently and are unerasable. But for Dr. Ford, apparently these are memories that never caught. And just the timing, the public affairs strategy for the rollout of elements of this, the fact that the midterms are coming up and that they've obviously decided to use this as a political issue, which may or may not backfire, a lot of discussion about that. But there are a lot of red flags along the way, and you got the Hollywood recruits and the usual show business people, the Stephen Colberts and George Stephanopoulos and Chunk Todd and these people, you know, all the showbiz types jumping in and carrying the party's water for them. Isn't it terrible? She's received death threats. With the advent of Al Gore's amazing internet, I think everybody receives death threats every day, don't they? Doesn't everybody receive death threats every day? Isn't that a pretty normal thing? And when you find yourself, and most of them aren't serious, they're just anger and the internet. But when Judge Kavanaugh is receiving death threats, the news media is not interested. When Judge Kavanaugh's wife is being threatened and children are being threatened, the news media couldn't be less interested. When Senator Susan Collins is being threatened and harassed and having giant male appendages delivered to her office, the news media couldn't care less, because the news media is not fair. The news media is not even-handed. The news media is not looking for the truth. The news media is corrupt and dishonest. And I hate to have to say that, but I'm going to keep saying it, I expect, for a very long time, until they're not. And I don't see that happening anytime soon. The Washington Times, however, which is your newspaper of record in Washington, D.C., unlike the Dr. Evil Post, has a lead story today, an investigation. S.A. Miller and Seth McLaughlin are the reporters on the job. Kavanaugh's accuser was part of wild nightlife. Beach residents recall student parties from yuppie period. The dateline is Dewey Beach, Delaware, which is a big vacation beach, weekend beach for Washington people and Philadelphia people. Christine Blasey Ford grew up in Washington's affluent Maryland suburbs, graduated from an expensive all-girls private high school, and spent summers immersed in the wild nightlife of this Eastern Shore resort town. She went on to become a clinical psychology professor at Palo Alto University in California. Having earned a psychology degree from the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill, a master's degree from Pepperdine University, a master's degree from Stanford University, a Ph.D. in educational psychology from the University of Southern California. To me, you know, and this is no slam on academics, maybe a little, this indicates to me someone who didn't want to leave campus and go into the real world and the rough and tumble of the real world, but just kept looking for new excuses to stay on campus and pursuing that next degree and that next degree. Note that they didn't say what the master's degrees from Pepperdine and Stanford were. They may be related to clinical psychology. They may not be. I think we've all known people who, or people's children who go to college and then say, I think I'll go to law school, and then lose interest in law school, and then say, I think I'll become a dental hygienist or, you know, something, and just stay in school forever. And then 25 years later, oh, thank God, at long last, I got my Ph.D. Now I can get a job on campus. you know, and then you never leave. Campuses are nice places. They're serene and peaceful. They're protected by Marines in the long distance and police in the closer in distance, and by brave men with guns that keep you safe and insulated from the cruel world that lies outside of the campus. But I do find that people, I mean, honestly, a BA, two masters, and a PhD, and then you stay on campus for the rest of your life. Okay, all right, fine. But, you know, for me, I'm kind of a real-world person. That's me. But it was those early days when she was known as Chrissy Blassie, a student at the Holton Arms School, who ran with students from a network of exclusive Tony schools just across the border from the District of Columbia that have landed her the center of the most explosive Supreme Court confirmation battle in decades. First, in a confidential letter, the Senate Democrats and the Washington Post interview, Blasey Ford accused Judge Brett Kavanaugh, student at another expensive private school, as you might expect, of sexually assaulting her at a high school party 36 years ago. You know, we don't know that it was 36 years ago. People keep using 36 years as the number. That's not accurate. That's just, you could say approximately or perhaps or around 36 years ago, but you can't say 36 years ago when she was 15 and he was 17. Well, look, if she says she knows it happened when she was 15, how can she say she doesn't know what year it was? Anybody? I mean, there are just red flags and flares in the sky all over the place. It's completely nuts. Meanwhile, Ms. Blasey Ford's family, friends, and people she has never known but who attended her school say they believe her, say her story is all too familiar to too many female students. That doesn't really have anything to do with anything. You know, murder happens a lot, but that doesn't make Michael Piercy sitting across from me a murderer. If I'm not mistaken, you're not a murderer, are you? What I say, it depends on how you define the word, I think. But the Washington Times goes on to detail from eyewitness testimony the high school and college parties at Dewey Beach, Delaware, a big hot spot, big party spot in the summertime. College students worked at other resorts, lived, partied. Remember her nights waitressing at the waterfront, a raucous Bayside bar. That's the name of the place. It's the waterfront. Things that would be considered out of hand today was okay back then. Things have changed, said a man who encountered Ms. Blasey Ford during those years, speaking to the Washington Times on the condition of anonymity. Everything's got to be anonymous, everybody, you know, because you don't want the death threats like everybody else. That was the yuppie period of time, and Dewey Beach was a yuppie town, and weekend warriors were coming down from D.C. It was their Vegas. Ms. Blasey Ford was a popular figure on the Dewey Beach bar scene. This says, this is the smear that we've all been hearing about. Now, of course, if she'd accused Bill Clinton, this story would have appeared on the front page of the New York Times a week ago, and they would have had teams of six reporters down there finding all about all the details of her stuff. She once got caught in a romantic triangle that culminated with the two men getting into a fist fight over her, according to people familiar with the incident. She enjoyed the Dewey Beach nightlife, said another resident, speaking on the condition of anonymity. The resident, now a restaurant owner, added that the town was pretty wild in those days. Lisa Banks, one of Ms. Blasey Ford's attorneys, did not answer the Times questions about her client's Dewey Beach past. Ms. Blasey Ford's stint at the waterfront restaurant coincides with a time in her life when her career path was uncertain, according to her friends. She struggled academically late in high school and early in college before steadying herself. See, they'll blame that on the incident here. That's what's going to happen here. Look, I don't, let me just say this. I don't care. This makes no difference to me. I would expect anybody, high school, college, whatever age, summers, beach towns, partying, to people tend to date around at a certain age, and sometimes boys get into fights with one another. And that's the way of the world. Welcome to the planet Earth. And these things happen. But this is, the Washington Times will be attacked for daring to publish this story. It was brave of them to publish the story. And I would also say that it doesn't signify very much, honestly, truthfully, except that she lived what would be considered to be a fairly ordinary high school, college sort of life. Then back to school, another master's degree, and then another campus, and then another campus, and then a faculty lounge.
You're listening to The Chris Plant Show.
I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. Buying a home should be one of life's best experiences, but today's fluctuating interest rates can leave you with unexpected higher payments, and that can turn a great experience into an anxious one. At Quicken Loans, we've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates. It's called the Power Buying Process. We check your income, assets, and credit to provide you with a verified approval, which can give you the strength of a cash buyer. Once verified, you qualify for our exclusive Rate Shield approval. First, we lock your interest rate for up to 90 days while you find your new home. Then, once you've found your new home, if rates have gone up, your rate stays locked. But if rates have gone down, your rate drops, and you get to keep that new lower rate. Either way, you win. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed-rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply.
On this episode of the World's Shortest Sitcom by KFC.
Like I always say, it's the inside that counts. Like what's inside my new KFC 10-piece chicken feast. It's 10 pieces of chicken, 2 large mashed potatoes, and 4 biscuits for $19.99. Get more meal for the family for under $20. That's what really matters. It's pretty incredible what chicken can teach you about life. Anyways, KFC is finger-licking good. At participating KFCs, prices may vary. Tax and substitutions extra.
Liberty Mutual Insurance knows you're focusing on the road right now, so we'll just describe our new billboards to you. They're horizontal rectangles with a yellow background. The headline reads, Liberty Mutual customizes your auto insurance so you only pay for what you need. And while that might sound like a lot of words for a billboard, they all fit perfectly. Overall, it's a pretty great advertisement.
Go to libertymutual.com for a customized quote and you could save.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Call 800-523-3493. That's 800-523-3493. Again, 800-523-3493.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. It's a free service, and we've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad. There's a place for answers, A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-379-1174. That's 1-800-379-1174.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-519-7796. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-519-7796.
Are you behind on your federal student loan payments? You may qualify to have your entire student loan forgiven with one free call. That's right, if you're a teacher, police officer, firefighter, or work for a nonprofit, federal programs are still available to have your entire student loan forgiven. Student Loan Options wants to give you free information on all the programs that can help. Call now, 800-374-0311, 800-374-0311, 800-374-0311.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
If you are behind on your bills, then this message is for you. How would you like to have a large portion of your credit card debt or medical bills forgiven? National Credit Card Relief would like to give you free information on a proven debt forgiveness program. It's not bankruptcy. It's not consolidation. This special program actually wipes clean the portion of your debt that is forgiven. Call for your free forgiveness information now. 800-291-6670. That's 800-291-6670. Don't wait. Call 800-291-6670. Not available in North Dakota.
Well, the Associated Press, the Boston Globe, the various news agencies have already attacked President Trump for his tweet about Dr. Ford not filing a police report. The president jumped in with both feet. The response is perfectly predictable. It's already underway. And I want to talk a little later on also about a tale of two accusers. I mentioned it yesterday, but talk about white privilege and liberal racism and double standards. There is a woman of color accusing Keith Ellison with very specific incidents that happened last year, 2017, with medical reports that she's made public, and she's ready to talk. And the news media and the Democrats couldn't care about Karen Monahan for anything but this private school, white privilege, Pepperdine, PhD, faculty lounge accuser. She, of course, is Charlemagne. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Susan in Alexandria, Virginia. Susan, you're on the Chris Plant Show.
Hey, Chris. How are you doing?
I'm great. Thank you.
Just, you know, echoing my sister housewives who have called in, who are also survivors, and that we question Dr. Ford's veracity just about what you were saying earlier. You know, she can't remember the year or the month. You know, it's anything that would give Judge Kavanaugh, hopefully Justice Kavanaugh, mm-hmm. a way to prove his innocence. And, you know, one thing we all, every survivor I know has in common is that we are not trying to remember the details of what happened to us. We're trying to forget them.
You know, right. It's,
I mean, May 31st, 1974, I was 14. It was a Friday. It was raining.
Wow.
It was a blue Chevelle with white pinstripes. I mean, you know.
Really?
It's, there was a tear on the back of the passenger seat that had a piece of tape over it. You don't forget these things. They're imprinted on you.
So you simply don't believe her. You don't believe she's telling the truth.
No. No, I think it's total BS. And that's, trying to put it nicely.
You think it's made up. You think it's all politics.
Yeah. Yeah. And I mean, just the timing, like you were talking about, Feinstein holding on to the letter.
It stinks all over the place. It doesn't pass the smell test all over the place. Not in one or two instances.
You're listening to KCNR 1460, community talk radio for the North State. This is KCNR, Shasta, Redding.